Bud, Bud, Buddy, Grease.
Yes, sir.
Hey, long-time listener from Manassas.
Hey, I like that.
Manassas, Virginia, out here in Washington.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem, Grease. I was wondering if you could help me out with it.
Sure.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she likes ham and eggs upside down and nice and brown.
Yes.
Yeah, now, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think I do, sir. Ham and eggs upside down. Likes that thing nice and brown.
Ain't nobody's business what I do. He thinks that I'm attacking when I'm just trying packing. Ain't nobody's business what I do.
Well, all right, sir. Whatever you and your honey do in the privacy of your own place is okay with me.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
All right, hop on the gee, Grease.
All right, hop on the gee.
Yeah, buddy.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's the Grease Man Show. What's cooking?
Whatever you do, in the privacy of your own home, it's okay with me.
I like my fried nice and brown.
Hop on the gee.
I like my fried upside down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
here we are.
Flip them.
Flop
them.
Flip them.
Yeah. Hey, let's grab a couple of coals off the blower. Hi, it's Grease.
There he is.
Wow.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
You know, what made me think of playing that tape is Mike caught me in a Grease Man moment.
Really. Right before the show.
Inadvertently, I'm looking for something, and I said...
Hey, Robbie. Hey, Robbie, can you help me?
It was,
I like that headphone, nice and brown. Ain't nobody's business what I do.
I said, hey, Rob. Didn't even realize it.
Hey, Rob, let's get a couple of calls off the blower.
Wow. Hi, it's Doc.
Hi, it's okay with me.
It's the all-new Dynamite Show.
She thinks that I'm attacking when I'm just trying to pack it.
Yeah, buddy.
How about B.O. Bob on that tape?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Vanessa's out here in Washington.
I like that.
The great B.O. Bob. Well, we are ready to start our inauguration day show.
Oh, time to get serious.
But Feist,
get a good education.
Completely lame groaners.
Wonderful.
Who is Dr. Atkins' biggest enemy in outer space?
Who would that be?
Darth Tater. Like potato.
Right. Okay.
Come on now. I like this next one.
There's a clue.
I really like this next one. What heavy metal legend always needs some ointment?
Which one?
Uzi Osbourne. Huh? What TV news lady is always talking bad about her co-workers?
Which one?
Catty Couric. And only one more completely lame grunner, and then you decide if these are the ones that came from the prep service or from Bobo.
All right.
Because it's all or nothing today.
Oh.
What ceremony allows you to choose your Christmas beverage for the next 4 years? The egg... Inauguration. The egg-nauguration.
Hey, now!
The Don and Mike Show.
I wanted to say the egg-nauguration.
No, don't say that.
That doesn't make sense.
No. Inauguration.
So it's Darth Tater, Uzi Osbourne, no matter who wrote that, I love that. Catty Couric, and the
Inauguration.
Yes, thank you. Mike.
I'm going to say the service.
Buzz.
I'm going to say we don't have the service anymore. It's Rob.
All four come from Bobo Speedway.
I'm done playing then, because it's like, that's the fifth day in a row.
No.
That's the fifth day. I think we've established it.
No, we're about even.
Horatio.
Yes, I should have known. I told him the Uzi Osbourne. Now, that didn't make me laugh.
Uzi Osbourne.
The other one's the hand.
Hello.
Hello to you.
Hello.
All right, you too. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, John Kerry, saw you on TV today.
Oh, hi there.
Yeah, right, Jerry.
Hello.
Hey, Tony.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Here we go, Bob.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
How have you been?
Dino.
See, sometimes I try to write like the service.
Okay, and you did that today.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Of course.
Sorry.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Caddy Current is the worst.
That is, yeah. And that really is like one they would write. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. More than 6 but less than 12, and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's pimple popping time. Because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Rob.
Hello.
Everybody, let's get retarded in here. Don and Mike show, that's what it is. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Thursday. 01-2005. way down here.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank.
Hello!
We were doing sight gags.
I know you were.
Rob's doing like a big mime show for me right here.
He is.
Wow. Right. He got me mad.
Yeah, just put your elbows together.
Yeah.
You ever wonder how
that big back set?
Hey, you really get those pimples you can't reach.
That's right. Yeah. Just sit there and try to put your shoulder blades together. That'll get it.
Seems to me that come rather natural to you, boy.
maybe
we're seeing something that really happens on a regular basis.
No.
Our phone number, listen, it was just too natural.
Yeah.
Just too natural.
He seemed to know the motion and everything.
Yeah.
Like that. Boy, and if you could really, I mean, it would have to be
a big zip.
Enormous in order to lance it with that motion.
Yeah, my back looks like a topographic map. It's horrible.
Oh.
You should see it. Much better now that I've had several laser treatments. It's no picnic.
I've been to Rob's castle. You should see his door frames.
Oh.
Because that's where he normally
is. You know what it looks like?
Where they're worn smooth, right?
Have you ever been to a carnival and seen spin art?
Oh, it looks like
a Pollock picture.
Okay, it's the Don and Mike show, and it's Thursday, and it's January 20th, and you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636 from Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067 in D.C., 202-432-1067 if you're listening on WJFK FM, which is our home station. Now, before we talk about the inauguration, we do have a Roach clip update.
Oh, good. Good. The lady from Manassas, Virginia, who was on American Idol.
Now, keep in mind,
out of here, Washington.
Yeah, buddy. The shelf life on this Roach clip on Mary Roach, it's getting just worse and worse every day.
Yeah,
she's now become like to us, one of those bagels you get at the store when you go into Safeway right up front, and they say, "Hey, 18,000 bagels, only 22 cents." Mm-hmm. And the reason is that they've all been sitting there and no one's been eating them or touching them.
Yeah, and she's not going to be the next William Hung. I don't think she has that star power.
But this is a ditzy broad who has voices inside her head. And we said yesterday on the show, $500 to the listener that brings us the head of Mary Roach clip that we wanted. Hi, B.A.
Hey.
That we wanted to speak to this woman from American Idol. And
because she might, last in the blink of an eye on American Idol, but who knows, she could be a lifer with us.
Right? Here is the Roach clip update from B.A. McBride, who actually spoke to Mary Roach.
No, way to go, Beth Ann.
All right, so what happened, B.A.?
Well, I had, all during the show yesterday, we got like some leaks, and one of the people I know, I had her cell phone, and I just kept leaving messages because I recognized her voice.
Sure.
So, I tried again this morning, and then I got into work, and there was something from the webmaster, and it was...
Oh, johnandmikewebsite.com. Right. Let me mention that. Great site.
So I read the
great
forward
store
from the webmaster. Someone had tried to contact...
Yeah.
Oh, it's another number for Mary.
Yes.
And I tried that number.
Yes.
And after 3 rings...
Yes.
So, she answers.
Okay, wow. So you got through to her. Now, what's the deal about getting her on the show?
Well, she's in L.A., and I really have a lot of to do today. I said, well, that's okay, Mary. Tell your boy, tomorrow would be fine. Tomorrow's Friday. It'd be great to, end the week.
I think tomorrow would be the last day that we'll have this note out on our head.
She's really, really busy. She's out in L.A. I told you I'm really, really busy. Okay, so I could tell she's getting irritated with me, so I don't want to antagonize her because I want her.
You don't want to antagonize the retard from American Idol.
Well, I mean, she could have, I wanted her to come on the show.
Yeah, I know, I want to have her too, but listen, you made contact with her. I guess that was through a listener.
Well, what's
the
status?
Whole deal is she has to go on the air, though, for the $500.
Correct.
Did she explain why she's in Los Angeles? Is it because she's a shill for American Idol?
She wouldn't tell me, but she had a lot to do today. She had appointments.
Here's the thing that made and then when Beth Ann told me bits and pieces of this before the show, made me think again that the fix was in.
Yeah, that sounds like a fix.
If this is a crazy broad from Manassas, Virginia, who went to the American Idol auditions,
I like that.
Seven months ago,
her ass would have been back home.
Correct. Right. What is she doing in Hollywood? Unless, you know, maybe they've got a master plan to find all of the retarded contestants from American Idol and you know, package them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
The losers.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people from American Idol, on some level, they're happy with the success that William Hung had.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, they got to be sitting in a room going, you know, that's money that's going right from people's pockets right to that, you know, to that bucktooth William Hung.
Well, right? On this season's episodes, they are not spotlighting in any way the talented people nearly as much as they're pre-promoting the bad people, the goofy people, mm-hmm. the oddballs. That's what they're selling on these early episodes. So I don't think for a second that you're wrong about that. I think they're actually tapping into the Mary Roaches of this world.
Well, let's find out what's up with Mary Roach and why she's in Los Angeles. Anyway, for all of you listeners out there that have helped...
on the show or what?
She was going to get back to me. She did take my number.
The deadline would be by end of show tomorrow.
Right.
Then
it's over.
The shelf life is over. So she's got one shot. That's a chance for you, one of our loyal listeners out there, one of you little radio spies out there. Get in touch with this Mary Roach because she's still interesting today.
And the first question I would have now for
that's interesting too
would be, you know, what are you doing in L.A.? You know, why are you out there? Well, maybe we can get a little answers.
At least one of those appointments is with a shrink, I'm sure.
Thank you, B.A.
You're welcome.
Thanks. That's interesting, too. Who am I? Who are you? Who are all of we?
Is that...
Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal.
I hate Billy Crystal, but I find when Analyze This is on... And I refuse to watch Analyze That. I just don't.
Don't like the sequel, do you?
No, I don't even like Analyze This. I don't like the scene where De Niro cries, and I hate Billy Crystal. But I do love when he slaps Jelly, and they're in the big meeting when De Niro's having his panic attack.
That's interesting, too. De Niro says that?
No, Billy Crystal says that.
He's trying to imitate the gangsters.
Yeah, he's at the meeting.
Oh, this is when he's like fearing for his life.
Yes, right, and he's there with Jelly.
Not that he does it for the whole movie.
And he says that he's his consigliere, and then he slaps Jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's Billy Crystal.
Is Jelly the big, fat, ugly guy?
Yes, he is.
That like died a short time back.
Yeah. Poor dead Jelly. That's interesting too. Dave, about Mary Roach. Dave.
Yes, Don. It's a possibility. Maybe she does have talent, and they're going to hide it as a ratings grabber.
Okay, right.
You know, listen, just
watch in your rearview mirror for the guy with the butterfly net following.
I know, and it was done at the book depository and all that. I'm going to eject.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
But amazing viewership, right? I mean, absolutely
33.5 million people for that first show.
I can't turn it off. I'm addicted to it.
I can't turn it on.
Yeah, Buzz is happy. The other day before the show, we were all there talking about it. Buzz is just sitting there looking at the wallpaper.
Yeah,
just not able to take a part in the discussion.
They've certainly gotten crueler. They are crueler this year, I think, than they've ever been.
Before we get to the inauguration, one quick item. I hope we're not too late on this. We got a letter from a guy who goes to St. Mary's College of Maryland.
Okay.
This guy's name is Chris.
I think that's down in Annapolis.
And he writes, Don and Mike, I am writing to ask your permission...
I might be wrong about that.
...to print a free half-page advertisement in the St. Mary's College of Maryland 2005 Media Basketball Guide, or Baseball Guide, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We're a Division III baseball program in Southern Maryland. We were within the listening radius of your station, and we would play teams around the kid, blah, blah, blah. I'm a senior on the team. I've been listening to you guys since I was in high school. I'd like to include this advertisement at no cost to you.
Wow.
Simply because I am a big fan.
How's that?
Again, there is no charge for you. I am simply seeking permission to go ahead and print such an advertisement. You know, I think, sure, go ahead, kid.
Rock and roll, young man.
Go ahead. You want to do it?
Knock
yourself out.
Only says nice things, I hope.
Yeah, well, you know, who knows, Buzz?
I think that's down like, that college is down when you're on the way to the beach. I think
is that way off Route 50, you think?
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Right? You see like a sign for it.
So here's the thing.
School.
The middle of a cornfield. No, but here's the thing. There are like eight of those 13th grade schools
down there.
When you go down there,
they put them all down there. I don't know why.
You know what I'm talking about. And
they can't
like,
run away from there.
There's the one that's like the big, not DITEC, but what? Because and those DITEC.
I know what you're talking about.
Those DITEC commercials kill me. Oh, is it IT and IT Tech? Well, what is the big mail order
the
school?
The Institute of Technology. I
thank
think
you,
it,
Mike.
I think that's what it's called.
ITT.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they got like one of those big campuses, and they've got a you know College for Dummies down there.
Talbot County University. Yeah, it's all right.
ECU.
We like to call it the Knowledge Corridor.
Sure. Good to learn a trade. Yeah, and it really is kind of a. It's put in the spots where you would normally find. Prisons.
Yeah.
Or Jack in the Boxes. Yeah, fast food.
Yeah.
Or like a Walmart or, mm-hmm. or a prison.
It's that. Yeah. See, I went to a 13th grade college, and we had a Jack in the Box. It was the high point of the evening.
Sure.
Was to go to Jack in the Box and talk to the clown. Social center.
Here is Julie about Roach Clip. Julie.
Yes, Don and Mike, love you guys.
Thank you, Julie. Hi.
I know why Mary Roach was in L.A. yesterday.
Why?
Well,
okay.
She was on... Inside Edition, doing a little, you know, talk about her appearance on American Idol.
Was she really? Wow.
And she said, well, you know, I was honored to be insulted by Simon, and I said that after I came out of the room, but they didn't show that part on the show. So
did you
she was like saying she meant to be goofy and silly.
Do you think she's bright enough to be in on the fix, or do you think it's real?
Well, I think that she's not in on the fix. I don't think that they approached her, but she made it sound like she is kind of trying to be the next William Hung. She was just trying to be out there so that she would get famous.
And someone should tell this broad, you know, her time is running out here.
I'd love to talk to her. I mean, just to get a little perspective on the bad contestants and find out what they're all about.
And here's another guy about this. Eric? About Roach Clip?
Yeah.
Eric? Hi, Eric.
Hey, on the second season, they did a special episode where they replayed all the clips of the really bad people,
mm-hmm.
and then they brought some of the really, really bad ones out and let them perform live and talk to Seacrest.
I heard that, Mike.
And
what?
You know, basically brought them out so that they could make jerks out of themselves again and try and get some more of the...
I'm not even listening to what that guy was saying.
Jesus, you know, you are whacked about that. You know that? Now I understand what your wife goes through in movie theaters.
What do you mean?
Somebody could be going, and that's why you come in, and that's why every movie you've ever seen, you have people that you complain about talking.
I don't want to...
You have dog hearing.
I don't want to get under your skin about that.
You have dog... Well, now you're under it, and you...
That's
you
why
have,
I whisper.
You have dog hearing.
That's why I whisper, because I can hear the thing with
you
your
dog
top.
Hearing, but I mean, it's strange.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. But now I just...
Oh, my God.
I had a moment of clarity.
I hear something. Blocks away. There's a cat in distress. There's a cat up the tree.
It just... You know what? How many years have you been talking about going to the movies? And I just had a moment of clarity.
My whole life?
I never understood it. In fact, you know, and for a while I thought, that can't be possible. And now I understand, because I...
It was like this.
I was taking a drink.
And you know the hollow sound?
I can't get it to make the sound, but it goes...
It was
like this.
Mm-hmm. Do it with mine a little bit. Hold on. It was a sound. Just for a second, you said, yeah, that's...
Oh, that was it. I thought you were talking about hearing the ice.
Yeah, I heard the ice, too. But the other sound was louder than that.
But say it sounded like... You're absolutely right. Like, it sort of
something
sounded
like
that.
Yeah, and then
little of the ice. But to you, it sounded like...
Yeah, right.
Hi, Don. And then...
Yeah, all right, listen, perhaps I'm overreacting, or perhaps an army of listeners will call in and say, we've noticed it every time, and it's been our pet peeve.
You're going to get that.
No, of course I'm
not
going to.
You'll get the guy out there that wants to call. Yes, Mike, we hear you all the time.
None of these idiots ever take my side on anything.
I have a feeling you'd get back up on this one, Cal-El.
No, I won't.
I guess we have the tape.
Thank you, though. What a great compliment that is.
Well, it's super hearing. It's superhuman hearing.
I am Superman. I am Hercules.
It makes me want to do funny things now. Like, you know, just as we're talking, just, you know, just kind of like do ventriloquist, throw my voice whatnot.
But that's okay.
Right.
That's okay. But the other thing, it's just a sound. It's just a sound.
What sound?
See, and you know what I just heard?
Yeah.
I just heard the fluid going up the straw.
Fluid.
And in Well, of course, now everybody can hear it now. When you do it that...
I tried to inhale it.
How many times have I told you, Mike, don't inhale?
I never learn.
Didn't I tell you that at National Airport? Don't inhale.
Those aircraft fumes.
Me the last time?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean the last time.
The last time?
So call 20 years ago.
Call the Beth Ann, please call the St. Mary's College and tell them, yes, it's great.
Yeah, why not?
Go ahead. Do it. All we got is like a million calls about that college now. We don't really care. But Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, hi. I was just telling you, St. Mary's is Maryland's equivalent of William and Mary. It's trying to be like a liberal arts school, and it's down in Maryland.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, you're saying St. Mary's, so it's a pretty up there, highly rated institute. I mean, William and Mary's big, big time.
Here's Steve. Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Steve. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, my band played a gig at St. Mary's a couple years ago, and the guy's right. It's like a liberal arts school, but to the next level, where, like...
Hey, what's happening there, dude? What's happening in the background there?
Listen, seriously, we're going crazy here, doing data entry in a small, dark room.
Hey, try to keep it down. Don can hear that keyboard.
But anyway, they have this weird tradition where they all get in a field, like in springtime, and they have a ball, and they kick it around, and they pummel the crap out of each other. Right. And like a bunch of and girls play too, and a couple girls got knocked out. But they play. They're just. They all get shirtless. Like I'm telling you,
I'm not even listening to what you're saying. What I'm listening to is conversations that are being held in offices all over this the Metroplex.
I know. I mean,
I'm hearing stuff all over the place. Mike, you're trying with your paper.
Yeah, now,
you're not gonna.
Hey,
get
now it's vision too. You saw through your computer.
That's interesting too.
Oh, I've got the envelope here, and it says they're down in St. Mary City, and it's the Seahawks.
Go Seahawks.
And they got a pretty cool logo, too. Very cool logo.
The girls play topless in the field.
Really?
According to the caller that you were distracted.
Oh, I wasn't.
You were hearing office sounds, and I was hearing topless girls.
Thank you for listening, Buzz.
Sure.
Now, thank you for listening to the show. Buzz Burbank. He's here all week.
Oh, right.
The inauguration. What a load of crap. What a load of overpriced... Mike, I heard it.
I'm sorry.
I heard it. Now, were you doing that on purpose, or that was a natural occurring one? You know how I know it was naturally occurring? Because it came after an all right. Of the ice.
Oh, that's chilling ice now.
Where he was going now you for. Just... Now you just...
I'm just me.
Just killing me
I'm
with
just
that.
Little old me.
Just killing me with that.
Just sitting over here. I'm not going near this.
How'd you like a piece of gum?
That's not...
Would you like some nice gum?
I'm not chewing gum today.
Wow. Would you like some gum today? Would that make you happy?
I don't require gum today because I'm not parched. It's like winter time. It's not that hot summer when I require gum. I'm doing great today. This is just not my normal beverage container. That's what it is.
Okay.
Normally, I don't have this big, huge thing that I had at lunch. Normally, I have my little can with no ice at all.
I know, but you still manage...
In deference to you.
You managed to make noise with that still.
What? With what? With the can?
Before you open the can on the air.
Oh, my God.
I have. Oh. I got brought it to your attention.
Oh, my
I've heard it.
God.
Anybody with a decent stereo's heard it. I mean, you're listening to the show on a good car stereo or at home on your big thing.
Unlike many young broadcasters, I understand the principles of the directional microphone. Now, I say to you right now.
Go ahead.
We'll see. It's going to be heard.
Okay, I'll talk while you're doing it. I'll tell you. I just heard the psss, and now it's open. I swear to God, I heard. You didn't hear it.
You saw it.
No. Must I play the tape back? Because right at the very beginning when I was speaking,
play the tape back.
You could hear.
Play the tape back.
Play. Rob?
I dare you.
Hey, boy, hey, Rob. Would you stop making noise? Rob, I need a replay, please.
Done.
Freeze.
Now, I'm talking.
You don't know what to do.
I'm talking. Oh, go ahead and swallow. I'm talking while Mike is talking.
Uh-huh.
Yet you can hear.
You won't hear. You will not hear a soda being opened.
Swear to God.
Let's listen.
Swear to Christ. You hear. It's in the background. Yep. It's there.
Let's listen.
It's unprofessional. That's what it is.
Let's listen and see if you're right.
Hold on one second. It's chewing.
I'm talking. Oh, that's us going in backwards motion. Cool technology, huh?
Fun.
Because it's all or nothing.
This is
That sound is not as annoying as the sound of your soda.
I'm not going near this.
How'd you like a piece of gum?
That's the.
Would you like some gum today?
Wow.
Would you like some gum today? Would that make you happy? All right, this part is being replayed on our show right now.
Because I'm not parched.
Here it comes.
It's like winter time. It's not that hot summer when I require gum. I'm doing great today. This is just not my normal beverage container. That's what it is.
Okay.
Normally, I don't have this big, huge...
Oh, we're going to talk for another 30 seconds or so here.
No ice at all.
I know, but you still manage...
In deference to you.
You managed to make noise with that still.
What? With what? With the can?
You open the can on the air.
Oh my God.
I have. Oh. I brought it to your attention.
Oh, my.
Okay, now everybody listen. This
Anybody
is the tape
with
part.
With a decent stereo's heard it. Whether you're listening to the show on a good car stereo or at home on your big thing...
I'm like many young broadcasters.
No, you can stop.
I know what you're going to have.
Now,
hold it. I'm going to call my
microphone.
Now, I say
you
were going
to
say that.
Go
was,
ahead.
Here we'll see. It's going to be heard.
Okay, I'll talk while you're doing it. Go ahead. I'll talk while you're doing it. I'll tell you. I just heard the and now it's open. Back it up.
I swear to God, I heard
when I pointed my finger to you. That's what the
microphone
was.
Now, I say to you right now.
Go ahead.
Indication.
We'll see. It's going to be heard. I'll talk while you're doing it. Go ahead. I'll talk while you're doing it. I'll tell you. I just heard the. Back it up. If I've said I've heard it, back it up. Hold it, it was right there.
Oh, my God.
I have. Oh. I've brought it to your attention.
Oh, my
I've heard it.
God.
Anybody with a decent stereo, you hear a definite listening to the show on a good car stereo or at home on your big thing?
I'm like...
That's not it?
No, because I don't open the can until I say, unlike most young broadcasters.
Okay.
I understand the principle.
I'll let it roll.
Directional microphone. Now, I say to you right now...
Go ahead.
We'll see. It's going to be heard.
Okay, I'll talk while you're doing it. Go ahead. I'll talk while you're doing it. I'll tell you, I just heard the... And now it's open. I swear to God,
all right, that's not a good tape.
I'm telling you, my hearing can pick up things, I guess, that the tape can't pick up.
Mm-hmm.
But I did hear, I swear to God to you, I heard the pfft. I was talking when the pfft happened
right.
with your can.
Okay.
But the tape proved you right.
That's true.
In this one instance.
Well, I stand by that. The tape vindicated me.
And I apologize. If you were offended,
I wasn't
by my comments about your rude, unprofessional behavior.
I am not in any way offended. But I have seen the light now, and I will be ever vigilant.
Isn't that like the worst apology? I apologize if you were offended.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't. What did you do?
The second can that I just opened
must be flat.
It's not carbonated.
Well, that means it's not going to have a little when you open it up.
And I wasn't even talking when I did that.
Okay, tricky guy.
Hey.
Okay. All right.
That's right.
Listen, all I know is that out there, listeners like myself with Kryptonian hearing, they're saying right now, hey, we hear it all, man. Mm-hmm. We hear it all. Ever since our planet exploded,
mm-hmm.
and you got sent to our planet in that little rocket ship, and Mon Pa Kent found you.
Very, very scary.
Okay.
But now I'm going to be more vigilant than I've ever been before with gum. With the beverage, with anything I'm doing over here, certainly with all the obvious sounds that come out of both of us on a regular basis, I'll be very super, super careful. I don't think I have a functioning cough button over here.
You are proven right, though, okay. Because on that tape, you can't hear
it. Oh, I do. Yeah.
You can't hear it. You got a cough button?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I have that, but of course, you've got the override in that.
Now I've got the override on Mike's microphone.
Permanently buttoned.
See, right now, you could open 1,000 cans over there. Mike?
He's doing a drum roll with his hand.
There you go.
All right. I know now. I know how to behave now. I've learned.
Right. The inauguration.
Yes.
Yes.
What a suck fest. I'm serious.
It's ridiculous. It made me mad. Made me madder than anything.
I hate it. Starts last night with fireworks spelling out the big letter W. Now, shouldn't the fireworks have, like, a USA theme or, like, the 4th of July where, you know, they actually spell out, like, USA or God bless you or, you know, a flag or something like that?
If you were to spell out USA as opposed to W, that might offend the emperor. We do not wish to offend the emperor in this country.
The thoughts about if this should be more subdued or not because we're at war or whatever it is.
Right. Well, when I said I was mad, I wasn't mad because my guy lost and this guy won. I was mad. sad because that's I did believe that. I thought this year we are legitimately at war. It should be. What did you say? FDR did it?
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
FDR did.
That had kind of a mellow, just a swearing in, a little private party at the White House, and that was it.
Played it down.
I think that, you know, that's the way it should be this year.
Just a swearing in.
Our cripple president did it.
God.
We had to hide, Mike, we had to hide that from America. America couldn't take that down. You know, we wouldn't elect a cripple now to be president.
You never know.
I don't think it would happen. I mean, I'm not saying that a cripple couldn't do it. I'm saying that in the world that we live in now, you know, hell, I don't have any faith in Martin Sheen, and he's a fake president on TV with MS.
I think back in the day, if it had been revealed that FDR had polio and he couldn't walk, it would have been much more significant than it would be today.
They kept it quite hidden. He was usually photographed just, you know.
Oh, I know. They kept everything hidden back then. Right. You never knew that Babe Ruth was getting drunk every day and going out and having sex with whores and then hitting home runs.
Even later on, I mean, in the early 60s, right? Didn't the Secret Service know about JFK and what he was up to?
Yes.
And they kept it a secret? And
all the tunnels and everything.
The babes.
The tunnels of love.
The tunnels for the tunnels.
Ah, the tunnels of love. But it doesn't have anything to do with FDR, really, in this modern world. And I don't even care about the war, and it's just, it's so much just like a celebration. Here's the thing. I'm watching this today, and I'm thinking, when I'm watching Bush's face, I feel like here's the thing. You can be one of two or three ways in this situation. You can be like Terrell Owens. If you're going to be T.O., you're going to do your dance, but God damn it, you back it up. Right. You know, no one can dispute the fact he's a great receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be like Randy Moss. You could be very talented, but you pretend like you pull your pants down.
Right.
Or you can be like Marvin Harrison. You catch a million passes. You go in the end zone. You're a pro. You've been there before. Bush is Randy Moss. Bush today, the feeling that I'm getting from him, and it's like he scored the biggest touchdown of his life.
That's right.
It's the party all about him.
Right.
Remember, I mean, we'll get into a great deal with this, all the big W's everywhere.
Right.
Every time the camera's on this guy, he's just got the look on his face like, how about that? How about that, you suckers? Here I am. And look at this. I'm even wearing a blue tie today. Don't you think that's funny?
I think what you're saying is, and I think this is true, that more than any other president that I've ever noticed, they all probably within them have that, hey, man,
sure.
Especially a two-termer. You know, you're saying to yourself, hey, this is it. I'm at the top of the mountain. He has the greatest trouble hiding that.
He can't contain himself.
He can't hide it. He just, it's written all over his face that, you know, he's the man.
He looks
like that when he's sad. He looks like that when he's happy. He just has that. Maybe that's his face.
I'm telling you, if he could have, if the president could have done a dance today, an end zone dance, he wouldn't have done like a T.O. thing where he pretends to do sit-ups or something like
right.
that. He wouldn't have done the pom-pom thing or the Sharpie thing. If he could have today, he would, and he definitely wouldn't do what Marvin Harrison does, just catch it and give the ball to the ref.
Mm-hmm.
He would have really, literally gotten up in the podium today and pretended like he pulled down his pants and then wiped himself like Randy Moss did.
Sure.
You know, this,
or, given, in political terms, given some Mussolini poses. You know what I mean? Where he kind of folds the arm and he nods like, uh-huh, oh, I'm bad. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm W.
Yeah. And I'm watching this and just because you're right, he can't control the fact that he loves that he won. And what he really wants to do is get up on that podium and say, I don't care if it was 5% or 10% or one friggin' vote.
I'm here.
I won, and mm-hmm. guess what, asses? I'm here for four more years. Yeah! Then give me some more big W's in the sky.
Tell the story about you and Rob talking about Cheney when Cheney came walking in.
Okay, now, this is beyond our idiotic princess phone chats about American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
This was like Mystery Science Theater today, because this thing's in high definition, which is the only reason I'm watching all of it, and Rob's watching it, and then we're watching it together on the phone. And all we're doing is goofing on everything. And at one point, Peter Jennings says, what an ass that guy is. Canadian covering an American event. Here's his comment. Barbara, he's talking to Barbara Walters. I want to be politically correct. I don't know how else to say this, but I'm looking at Laura Bush, and she looks just stunning. Like what? Like you'd like to jump on her?
Oh.
So
maybe.
Oh, and then on Fox, there was a guy doing the commentary about, this means so much more to the Bushes than it does to the entire world, because if W hadn't won, they're calling him W. Now, the commentators on Fox News are saying, if W didn't win, he would have been remembered like his dad, a great president that didn't get a second term.
Right.
Now what he's done is...
probably what they said on Fox.
I'm telling you exactly...
A great president who didn't get a second term.
Exactly what they said. And then they said, and now what he's done is, he has made sure, W has made sure that the family name has been risen to the position that it should be. And then they go to a shot of Jeb Bush. Mm-hmm. And they say on Fox News, they say, there's Jeb. Now, some say he could be our next president. However, that would be to, and this is a Fox News word, it would be dynastic if he was to be elected.
Right.
So look for him to ascend to the throne. Like this is England, where we have
weird.
Look for Jeb, Jed Clambo, and Jeb Bush. Look for him to ascend to the throne in 2012, or the outside, another Bush will be in the White House by 2016.
Oh, my God. That's weird.
That was the commentary.
That's Fox, of course. Scary, weird.
I got sick of the commentary. Go back to the high-def thing on ABC. Mm-hmm. I'm on the phone with Rob, and we are analyzing people, and because it's in high definition, on Bush Sr., man, the guy's teeth look like old brown chiclets. I mean, the worst. And we're looking at Barbara Bush close up, and we're looking at, there's a clear winner in the Bush twins. It's the Jenna. Is she the one with the nice hair?
I don't know. The blonde is hot, though.
Oh, yeah. She
really,
yeah.
Really cute.
Yeah. The other one... I nailed the other one. The other one looks like Melissa Rivers.
Yeah.
Really does.
Yeah.
So we're goofing on everybody and the way that they're dressed and what they're saying and look at their skin. And
then at a live event like that, when you have a high definition picture, I mean, you see every single blemish.
It's fantastic.
And then Cheney comes on. And it's Cheney just waiting to come walk out. And I said to Rob, I said, here comes the real boss. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Look at this evil son of a bitch. And Rob starts going, dun, 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 dun. So then I start saying,
here comes Dick Cheney walking down the podium.
So now it's the two of us. You know, thank God the FBI is not tabbing our phones, because...
No, they'd lock us up in the loony bin.
As soon as Cheney comes on TV, both Rob and I start going, dun, 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 dun. And then we start doing something like... I'm the man. I'm the robot president. I'm going to come out and pretend to kiss my wife. Then I'm going to go back into the bunker and plan more destruction.
And just when you didn't think the man could look any more evil and darker or more of down below,
right?
He looks and he winks.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, oh, you're creeping me out.
He looked at someone on the side and gave them the evil wink. As if to say, like, hey. Oh. The fix is in.
And the greatest thing is, in front of that podium where the president was, there was, I guess, bulletproof glass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, put up funny,
like 6x3 foot panels, and
right.
Every time someone was near a scene, it would do like a funhouse mirror thing, and so their face would like disappear.
We're gonna have a hard time.
Get really long.
But I think anybody that saw
a hard time explaining this,
they know exactly what you're
talking
about.
At one point, yeah. Cheney looked like he was on Star Trek,
right?
Because
his forehead was oversized.
Yes, he had the big like Ferengi like head.
I know exactly.
And there were quite a few people who got caught in this trap,
right?
With the pieces of glass.
Yeah, at the seam, they'd turn their head, and their face would disappear.
Right.
Or were we seeing Cheney as he really is?
That's true.
Well, no, because it happened.
That's either the projected glass or the prompter.
Yes, teleprompter.
I think it's the prompter. I saw the same thing.
No, but there was a line of glass along the whole front.
Yeah.
So I think it might have been protective.
Right,
but
yeah.
It should not have shot cameras through it.
The thin candy shell.
That's frightening.
I think we're both falling on the floor because as the camera's panning across, everybody, Barbara Bush, everybody, all the faces were like they were in the funhouse.
Cool.
Yeah. And also, I need to know, and I hope someone can call in and tell us, who that huge lady was walking with President Bush when he was coming.
There was a large marge.
The crypt, I guess.
Right.
Whatever that is.
Right.
I don't know why there's a crypt.
I didn't see
capital,
that part.
But this lady was 400 pounds.
Gigantic, like elephantitis legs.
Right.
Big, huge, just...
Older or younger lady?
I'd say 60.
Older, yeah.
And her legs looked like phone
poles. So older, but not old.
No, not like feeble.
Well, not so old she wasn't. Damn, sexy.
Because it wouldn't be like the mother of Laura Bush.
Oh, maybe it was. But no, but they were already there. No, she was walking with the president.
She was walking right in front of him, and I think like in a position of prominence.
Really?
Yeah, because they had someone famous walk out before, what's his name, before Darth Vader came out. And God, enough with Squarehead Trent Lott, for God's sake.
Isn't it great to see him running the whole show?
Enough with ceremonies.
Enough with that guy.
He's fun.
Good hosting gig.
Yeah.
And you know what he was good with? Please remain standing, and if you're not standing, please stand, because it's time to stand.
And this is the other thing. That's interesting, too. Listen, I'm sure that there are people who deserve to have wheelchairs. But when I'm watching the ceremony today, the inauguration, when they say, everybody please rise. Listen, if you're in a wheelchair and you can stand up for 3.5 minutes for a song,
you don't need the chair.
Why in the chair?
Yeah, just like Universal Studios.
That's my question.
Right.
Why? You know what they're doing after they leave the inauguration? They're going down to Universal to get to the head of the line.
Actually, I think they all had a great time at the inauguration, courtesy of the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Make-A-Wish, yes. Even if you have the sniffles, get in a wheelchair.
That's right.
We'll get you on any ride you want.
The thing, I guess, that gets me about it, and I don't remember if Clinton did it this way. I would feel this way if any president did it this way. I'm watching it on TV, and it's like not the America that I know. Because if you watch it on TV, you would think we're one of these countries that's got like one guy that's a dictator, a ruler who is going to show you how big and powerful he is.
I think in times of peace, when men and women aren't overseas dying, I think really it is an opportunity to celebrate our democracy.
Right.
And for the people that supported the winner, to go down and get a look at the president. I did it. Rob's experienced it. But the thing is, I really do agree that the celebration is about one man. It's just not appropriate
right now.
That's the way a lot of people
feel. I don't think it's appropriate ever.
I think, you know, it is kind of an antiquated ceremony, mm-hmm. and it does kind of turn the president into the emperor a little bit.
It's like a stupid Super Bowl show. I mean, I'm watching this idiot get up in the morning. I mean, like every shot. Oh, we're waiting for the president now. He's going to be leaving the mansion. And there he. Okay. Oh, he's in the car now. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's in the car. Hold on here. Somebody knows who the fat chick is.
Hold on. Money.
Hello, Heather?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi, who's the fat chick?
She's the head of the whole inauguration thing. She coordinates everything and puts it all together.
Oh, so she's the big fat cat.
Yeah, the one with Major
cheese.
Cankle meat.
Cankles.
And the other cankle. Yeah, that's cankles. Good.
All right. I like cankles.
Thank you, Heather.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. And the other thing that I noticed, because, of course, there's lots of people with money there, they were doing some interview with a senator from Louisiana in the crowd waiting for Bush to get there. And there's this guy coming down the aisle, stands right next to her. Big slicky boy guy. He's got like the Wayne Newton hair, and he's right. got the fake tan, and he's got on a full length leather jacket that's of the Indian motif. Looks like something that Steven Seagal would wear in his movie.
Yeah, right.
And as they're having the serious conversation with this Democratic senator, and she's standing alone, and Peter Jennings is talking to her, this jerk in this big, loud, gaudy jacket with his spray on tan is 1 foot away from her, and he's going to people who are in the mezzanine below. Hey, how are you? Gotta catch up with you. Yeah, hey, it's a great day for America. How are you? Oh, it's so good to see you. I'm looking, what is that ass doing there? And then the moment that I really knew this was one crappy party was when they went to a shot in the crowd of Stephen Baldwin. Stephen Baldwin.
The mutant Baldwin brother.
Stephen Baldwin was not like on the outside looking in. He was sitting right up there with all the famous people.
Well, they're drawn on the A-list celebrities. They really are. They're getting the real cream of the crop.
Yeah.
You got us a Baldwin.
What a crappy show that is. And it's still going on now, right?
Yeah.
Although I think Oprah, who supersedes everything, will probably cut the coverage off at 4 o'clock so her show can be on.
They do a little of the parade coverage, and I think most of the networks are going to be online.
But the American Broadcasting Company did have time to throw in a few spots.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing we were laughing at. Right when Bush is going to take the oath, and right when he's walking in, Rob and I are on the telephone. I said, I believe this. They're playing commercials.
What a commercial.
We go to Fox, we go to NBC, CBS, everybody else is covering it.
David, we're about to hear the president speak.
our local ABC station here in D.C., Channel 7, they jammed all their commercials in, and then they had the beginning of a promo, like for the weather or something.
Right.
And that's where they decided, oops, we better get back to this live coverage.
President speaking.
Yeah, but quick, play the Marlowe spot.
Go for it.
Play the commercials. God. Hello, Kevin. We got a break here. Kevin.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, I was just curious. You know, there's no leisure camps yet, but what would the ceremony be if you were elected to second term?
Don, I believe he's directing that at you.
There would be no, seriously, there would be no ceremony. You know, I mean, you could have the thing at the Capitol where you swear him in, uh-huh. and then you let him speak a little bit, and then, you know, I'd say, get your ass back to the desk.
Mm-hmm.
Get your ass back to the office
and get
back to work. Don't be going to more goddamn... And if I hear one more person in this city talk about, do you know how we can possibly get tickets to the Black Tie and Boots Ball?
Have you heard the details on that ball that they're going to... I think that the people that are actually going to be in the room to hear him speak, it numbers about 3,000. And then they're going to be either double or even more than that outside that'll be watching him on television monitors that are technically at the Black Tie and Boots Ball. So and I haven't been to an inaugural ball, but I have been to, you know, election night, and that it's the biggest CF you will see in your life. It is so, you know, and it's everybody that thinks, oh, this is the place to be. And I can equate it with a function that you and I have gone to, and that's the commissioner's party
for the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. It's a similar type of thing where you just have a lot of people that are jammed in just to say that they were there.
Listen, here's the thing.
But at the commissioner's party, they're not making a big fuss over beef stew for 7,000 people.
Yeah, that's what they're serving tonight.
Mm.
That's good.
Mm. Oh, it's cold out.
Beef stew for 7,000.
I say it one last time, and I really do feel this way. I just don't think that in the climate that we're in right now, that we should be, you know, going to all these parties right now. I think we should be reflecting on what's going on.
Thank God we're not spending tens of millions of dollars that could be spent for something else.
Why don't you just let everybody else do it? You have a good day. You know, go home, get your wife drunk, get laid, watch TV.
Have yourself a little private party.
Chill out.
That's perfect. You know, bring some people back to the White House that, you know, are instrumental in your campaign.
Bring some of your big oil CEOs back to Camp David and just party all night. Go crazy.
But if it's going to cost millions and millions of dollars, and what, they're saying this is the most expensive ever?
$40 million.
I mean,
that's how much private money's been donated. Tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money's been spent on security and all the other arrangements.
Well worth it. Because last night in the skies over our nation's capital here, we had a big, gigantic fireworks show that gave us a big red W in the sky.
A big W. And, you know, they went to ABC went to a correspondent over in Baghdad because I guess it was like this morning. It was 8 o'clock at night in Baghdad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Republican, Democrat, whatever, if you're over there, you would feel a little pissed.
You're missing the party.
No, you wouldn't, Mike. Why would you feel pissed? You're half the world away in many cases.
Putting yourself in harm's way every single day.
In many cases, you're just a National Guard guy, some guy who believed those dumb ads 2 weekends a month. You've been over there for a year getting your ass shot at. You're not really sure why. You're cold. You're eating MREs. There's always some bastard ready to shoot at you. Why wouldn't you be happy watching the President of the United States being treated like he's the goddamn Queen of England with a big W in the sky? Jesus Christ. You make me sick. But we sent Joe down.
Yeah, we did.
Yay.
Because really it's our duty as broadcasters to cover the
industry. We want to be fair. Unlike the people on Fox.
Yes.
I mean, we want to be fair. We want
real fair and balanced. You got to come right here to this radio.
Talk to the people.
So we've got Joe, who went down there very early this morning. Sleepy Joe, incidentally.
Yeah.
And if you played the Joe game at home, I bet you were all big, fat losers.
Oh, incidentally, Don, about everything that I've said on the show today.
Yes.
In the event that one of my guys wins somewhere down the road, I will retract all these statements that I said about the big party. I will attend all the parties and just have fun, but frankly, I don't think it's ever going to happen again.
You don't think a Democrat's going to win again?
No, I think it's over. I believe the fix was in, and I think they know how to do it, and we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I firmly believe, you know, really, I think maybe they'll be putting me in the ground before we see one of my guys get in there.
You think so?
But in the event it happens, I'm taking all this back, and I'm going to say, yeah, have a big party.
Okay, so Joe went down this morning. Before we break, let's play the game.
Okay.
I'll give you multiple choices. Joe this morning, 8:30 a.m., was he either still asleep, lost, more than halfway through his interview process, or completely done? By 8:30 this morning, we sent him out to interview people. Was he still sleeping at 8:30?
Mm-hmm.
Was he awake and lost at 8:30? Was he halfway through, or was he totally done? I tell you right now, they're all done. They're all done right now.
Right.
I played this game with almost everybody.
At 8:30 this morning?
8:30 this morning.
He was done.
No.
I'll say halfway done.
Rob.
Well, when you first asked me, I guessed lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot I asked you. Yeah, he was halfway done.
Halfway done. Well, I was almost right. That's
halfway,
good.
Halfway done, and
so he really did his job and got up super duper early.
And he's pissed about it. He's
pissed that he got up that early.
Well, he's mad. He's mad because he's tired. But but he says he's got a good day.
He's goofy tired though. He was making me laugh before.
Say he's got a good day of stuff. Is it in there?
No, that's his music.
Oh, that's his music. Oh, Jesus, we got to take a break.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
We'll break and we'll come back and we'll hear Joe at this event that we've been talking about so much. This fabulous event.
Yes, this wonderful day.
You know, I just find it hard to believe that other people out there don't feel this way. I mean, you know, and yeah, Mike is obviously more partisan than I am.
Yeah, I'm very partisan. I don't make any secret about that.
I'm not partisan. I just like. It's faggy that we're having all this. It's queer. It's just,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I meant that in the queer eye for the straight guy.
Of course.
You know what I mean, just God, just
now, here's. Can I just
take
tell you
the
this?
Oath and take care of
I
this?
I know I'm partisan, and I know that I don't make any secret about the fact. Everybody knows that, but it does seem this particular one seems a little more coronation-like than the ones I've seen before.
Don, you didn't enjoy when Peter Jennings talked about the bunting.
Right. How much? We got a good laugh at that.
The bunting is fabulous, and you see the bunting, and it puts you in a patriotic state of mind.
Yes, makes me think of baseball.
Peter Jennings.
Bunting.
Peter Jennings.
He doesn't know baseball.
David, we are on the air.
Go back to Canada. Okay, it's a good day to start this show.
Yeah.
And I think we'll do it in about 9 minutes. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Sean Hannity. Mike, this is the first time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike show. And
thank
I
you.
Just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come. Hello.
The Don and Mike show.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Stupid president.
Here with a lovely radio bouquet for ye, Don and Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, before she sold out, I guess when she sold out, Kim Wilde.
Wild. Yeah, she's wild, ladies and gentlemen.
My kid says that to me a lot. He's almost 20 now. And I remember back when Kim Wilde had a song called Kids in America. Anybody remember that?
I remember.
We're the kids in America. She was new wave at the time,
right.
And
wild,
kind of glam, but also kind of ugly. And then she came out with this song, this remake. And as soon as she did something that became a hit record, she's selling out, man.
Yeah, man. Sellout. What a sellout!
She's selling out.
Which always, to me, has been the greatest contradiction in life. Because why do you you normally get into music because you want the most possible people to hear your music,
point.
Or you want to, you know, if you're in show business, you want people to. So, I mean, selling out is, you know, what does that mean? More people are going to know what you do? I don't get it.
We are available for selling out.
We sold out. I believe I sold out 30 years ago.
And we'll sell again.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on sale for years and no one's taken it.
And I also like about music, and then we'll get to the Jomos. Someone will say, I know. I also like about music, and then we'll get to the Jomos. Someone will say, I know what I was talking about. The U2 album with the guy at the Exxon says to me, "Do you really like the?" Says, "Do you really like?" It? I say, "The Atomic Bug." Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's really great. He said, "I just don't know if I should invest in the album." I said, "Well, why wouldn't you invest in the album?" He said, "Well, you know, they kind of sold out. You know what album I really like by U2?" And then he named some album that I never heard of. And I said, "Maybe."
Yeah, that was like their first album.
Yeah, he said. That's the only one where they were good. And don't people say that a lot about bands?
Every band.
That is, as soon as a band gets real good, all of a sudden...
Oh, it's sold out, man.
Everybody likes the crap that they did before they got popular.
Right.
But nobody really liked the crap that they did before they got popular because they weren't popular.
Exactly.
Okay?
And it's it's like a catch-22.
Yes, it is.
It goes around and around in a circle, and I don't get it.
Yes, it is.
They like you until you're successful, just like Hitler.
Thank you. Thank you, Buzz.
That was Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen. Send your letters to him.
Hello. Yes, we do have. Good day to you.
That's right.
Good day.
It's time to start Joe Artinger at the inauguration. Hey, Robbie, you got all those Jomo tapes? Oh, we need those to punctuate. Rob, grab those, please, and I'll tell you that, as I mentioned, Joe was up very early this morning.
It's time for another edition of Joe Mo's. Joe Artinger, man on the street.
So here's Joe, very early.
Hello? Good day to you. Shut up, Pat. Good day, good day. Test 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, Don and Mike. Artinger here.
Right.
It's 7:40 on Thursday morning. I had a great metro ride down. And I'm here at East Street, 13th and E in Pennsylvania, at the entrance for the public for George Bush's 2005 inauguration.
He's got good energy, like that guy Dean Banowitz had.
Exciting to see democracy in action. Before we get started, nobody's here, actually. They won't even open the gates until 9 o'clock. So nobody's here. There's a lot of police, a lot of, army personnel or military personnel. And
thank you, Joe.
So while I've got the time, I'd just like to talk about fat men on the subway. On a special day like today, when there's little old ladies trying to get to work, 5 and 6 year old kids riding the subway for the first time. Don't you think you'd get your big fat ass off the seat and offer it to them?
Hey, man.
Stand there, do your crossword puzzle, and shut up. And stop reading your stupid paperback novels.
Wow.
Anyway,
yeah, I like
7:42 now. And I'll check back with you guys in a little while. I'm just going to do some wandering around and see if I can't find some people to start interviewing right away. But like I said, all's quiet in Washington, D.C. at 7:42.
There you go.
Artinger out.
I like that
Joe.
Energy.
I can't wait.
That's fun. That's highly entertaining. His commentary on the subway, the fat guys not letting the ladies sit down.
So pleased to be remembering that yesterday we supplied Joe with 29 rib ticklers.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go at the inauguration.
Very good.
At the big Super Bowl celebrating the fact that he won.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Here's Joe talking to men on the street. That's why it's Joe Mo's. Good start.
Microphone is on.
Here we go.
Can I ask you a few questions, taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
Sure.
What's your name and where do you come from?
Eden Shipman. I'm from Georgetown University.
Inauguration 2005. Isn't it exciting to see democracy in action?
I suppose, although I voted for the other guy.
Is it cold enough for you?
It's actually not that bad. I live in this area, so I'm used to it.
Pleased to be estimating the current temperature.
Oh, I have to tell you as well. Joe is out with the big microphone that says CBS News on it.
Cool.
Good. So people will stop when they
see...
They
gravitate to the microphone.
The CBS eye. Even when it's Joe,
right.
They'll still stop and chat.
Sure.
Oh, did I just restart that? Oh, we don't have to sit through that. We were up to, is it cold enough for you?
Yes.
Right there.
Right, please estimate the temperature.
What's your name and where do you come from?
No, yeah, we already had that part, I think.
Inauguration 2005.
If I hit the button, it'll restart again, so bear with me, please.
All right. For the other guy.
Is it cold enough for you? It's actually not that bad. I live in this area, so I'm used to it.
Here we go.
Pleased to be estimating the current temperature.
It's actually, I think, above freezing, probably almost 40.
Wrong. In the most recent election, did you vote for Bush or Gore?
Bush or Gore, or Bush or Kerry? I wasn't old enough to vote when Gore was running.
Smart guy.
Do you think that George Herbert Walker Bush will make a good president this time?
I don't think he did the first time, so I don't see why that would say.
Will you support George Herbert Walker Bush for re-election in 2008?
Wait, hold on.
Walker
Bush? What was that one?
George Herbert Walker Bush.
It's sleepy.
It's sleepy. I don't think he did the first time, so I don't see why that would change.
Will you support George Herbert Walker Bush for re-election in 2008?
Herschel Walker Bush.
That's great.
We got one.
Herschel Walker Bush.
No, I wouldn't.
Who is more powerful, a president or a queen?
I guess it depends upon the situation that the queen has, whether or not she's constitutionally bound or safe for the president.
This guy's still answering Joe's question.
I learned that the presidential oath will be administered by the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Yeah, I was.
Which inaugural ball will you be attending?
We all were. I'm not actually attending one.
What's the most intriguing sight you've seen today?
I suppose it's, you know, uniformed groups marching 2x2.
We will all miss the attendance today of great actor and legendary Republican James Garner. What were your thoughts when you first heard of the passing of James Garner?
I didn't really know anything about him. I just heard now.
Do you have a message for my departing CBS co-worker, Dan Rather?
I think he does a great job most of the
time. Joe has an ad-lib now.
He will certainly be missed around the old newsroom.
There you go, Joe.
What do you think of the proposed constitutional amendment to change the president's term from 4 years to 25 years?
I'm hoping this is a joke.
Do you think that Dick Cheney seems like a nice man?
Not especially.
Were you aware that the Bush twins are going to be on Fox's The Simple Life? Your thoughts?
I think, again, that's a joke.
In your opinion, which Bush is next in line for the presidency, Jeb or William?
I don't think either.
Please complete this classic nursery rhyme. Red state, blue state, green state.
I have no idea.
Can you do the dance craze that's sweeping the nation, the Lindy?
No, not right now. I couldn't, not in the 20s.
Isn't it great when
it was 40.
Uses his self-defecating humor?
That's not exactly what he means, but yeah, I guess.
Which comic best represents Bush's America, The Family Circus or Mary Ward?
Neither.
Do you find Meet the Fockers to be patently obscene?
I didn't think so, no.
Do you think that President Bush can spell tsunami?
Probably not.
Can you?
Yes.
Give it a try.
T-S-U-N-N-A-M-I.
No.
President Bush said he thought Clay Aiken was gay, but that's okay with him. Do you think that Clay Aiken should be allowed to serve our country in Iraq?
Great question.
If he wants to.
Legendary local DC radio.
This guy's a tool. This guy Joe's talking
to. Canceled the Bill O'Reilly radio program. What say you?
We canceled Bill O'Reilly.
I don't really care.
Got any souvenirs?
No.
Have you seen the presidential dribble glass?
No.
Who do you think has a better body, Chris Matthews or Tim Russert?
I don't like to think about that.
My favorite.
Have you ever wanted to shake hands with the big Russ?
Really?
Thanks for your valuable time. God bless you, and God bless me, and God bless the United States of America.
Thank you.
Oh, that guy was agonizing to listen.
And listen for Joe pronouncing George Herbert Walker Bush. George Herbert Washer Book.
Right. All right, here is a lady from Ohio. Has anybody pre-heard these?
Yeah,
do people actually answer?
The only person who's heard them in their entirety other than Joe is John. I've heard bits and pieces.
Okay, here we go. Here's Joe with a lady from Ohio at the inauguration today.
Hello. May I ask you a few questions for CBS radio tape for broadcast?
Sure, thanks.
What's your name and where do you come from?
My name is Leslie Arndt and I'm from Woodville, Ohio.
Inauguration 2005. Isn't it exciting to see democracy in action?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Is it cold enough for you?
No, it's a little bit colder in Ohio, so I don't really mind the cold right now.
Pleased to be estimating the current temperature.
Right now, probably like 30-something, I don't know, in the lower 30s.
In the most recent election, did you vote for Bush or Gore?
I voted for Bush.
Do you think that George Herbert Walker Bush will make a good president this time?
I think that he'll do a pretty good job. I mean, I don't think he's going to do too horribly.
Will you support George Herbert Walker Bush for re-election 2008?
No, I wouldn't support him.
Good for him. Let me just, Rob, you're going to have to fast forward this about a minute, and I just hit the wrong button. I got to hit the top button, right?
Right, the one that says pause.
Right. Okay. Well, the other one says standby cue.
Right. I didn't mean that to be like a jerk thing to say. That's just how it went.
It just came out that way.
I can't help it.
But the one that says volume.
So as you can tell, the way these are set up, we find out, like we did with the first guy, you have to know. Uh-huh. Bush or Gore. Then George Herbert Walker Bush. Okay, hello. Wrong Bush.
Right. Yes, this demonstrates what we've always believed on this show, is that people see a microphone and it has the exact same effect as a stun gun.
A taser. Tasers are great.
They're absolutely, you know, they're frozen in the headlights of the microphone.
Right. I spent about an hour when we were on vacation watching a Cops, Best of Cops.
Right.
That had a lot of taser fighting.
Oh, taser rocks.
There's one that they have that's better than any other. It's some guy beating on his wife or something.
Yeah.
And they get into the house and they tell him, knock it off, and then they give him the taser. And it was almost. I don't think it was
at
all.
The time where they shoot the prongs into him.
Yeah, and the guy's reaction is fantastic because the guy's like. And he's jumping around like a maniac.
Right.
Great cops.
Yeah, this sounds like he deserved it.
Really good one. Taser guns, always good on cops.
Taser.
The tasers.
Enjoy your taser.
Were you surprised to learn that the presidential oath will be administered by the Reverend Al Sharpton?
No, I was not surprised.
Which inaugural ball will you be attending?
I will be attending an inaugural ball, unfortunately.
What's the most intriguing sight you've seen today?
The coffee shop on the corner when I came out of the metro.
We will all miss the attendance today of the great actor and legendary Republican James Garner. What were your thoughts when you first heard of the passing of James Garner?
I didn't really have any thoughts.
Do you have a message for my departing CBS co-worker, Dan Rather?
Nope, sorry.
He will certainly be missed around the old newsroom.
Yeah, I'm sure he will be.
What do you think of the proposed constitutional amendment to change the president's term from 4 years to 25 years?
I don't think that they should do that at all.
Do you think that Dick Cheney seems like a nice man?
Yeah, I think he seems like an okay guy.
Are you aware that the Bush twins are going to be on Fox's The Simple Life?
They are. I didn't.
Your thoughts?
I think it's a little bit ridiculous, personally. I don't know.
In your opinion, which Bush is next in line for the presidency, Jeb or William?
I don't know opinion on that.
Please complete this classic nursery rhyme. Red state, blue state, green state.
I don't know.
Hey. Can you do the dance craze that's sweeping the nation, the Lindy?
No, I cannot.
Isn't it great when the president uses his self-deprecating humor?
I forgot one.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess
which
you got
comic
one, yeah.
Best represents Bush's America, the Family Circus or Mary Worth?
Family Circus.
Seriously. Do you find Meet the Fockers to be patently obscene?
I never saw it.
Do you think that President Bush can spell tsunami?
No.
Can you?
Yeah, do you want me to?
Give it a try.
T-S-U-N-A-M-I.
President Bush said he thought Clay Aiken was gay, but that was okay with him. Do you think that Clay Aiken should be allowed to serve our country in Iraq?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Legendary local D.C. radio station WJFK has just canceled the Bill O'Reilly radio program. What say you?
No comment. I don't know.
Got any good souvenirs? Have you seen the presidential dribble glass?
I've seen the glass. I don't have any good souvenirs, though.
She's seen the glass!
Who do you think has a better...
You won't get that one again.
She's seen the presidential dribble glass.
Maybe she did not hear the dribble.
I've seen it.
Dribble.
Better body, Chris Matthews or Tim Russert?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Have you ever wanted to shake hands with Big Russ?
I'd like to shake his hand.
Sure. Well, thanks for your valuable time. God bless you, and God bless me, and God bless the United States of America.
Thank you.
Me too. And he just moves on. And, you know, he said it the right way. Shake hands with Big Russ, not with the Big Russ, like you said in the first interview.
What an idiot lady that is. You know, someone should pre-listen to this to tell us if anybody's going to respond, if we're going to get, like, serious responses. I don't want to just hear people say, uh-huh. No,
right.
Yes,
I don't
think
know.
So. Hi, Johnny.
Hi. Most of them are like that. I mean, most of them play along. I think it's Cut 11. I think it's a radio guy from Texas. He kind of gets it. Yeah, he's got the big DJ voice. He gets it. The last one with the
bisexual punk rocker.
Punk rocker. That one's pretty funny because he's got some opinions.
Okay. All right, then just walk me through this for the next break. Washington Times lady, is that worth it?
I don't know.
Okay, Michigan lady.
Michigan lady was funny.
Yes, she was.
Maryland guy.
Eh.
Baltimorean.
Nah.
Several denials. Florida college student.
Ooh. That one was okay.
Yeah, like
another Michigan lady.
I think both Michigan ladies were good.
Yeah, there was one that didn't want to answer anything. She gave like a no comment to everything on the list.
Mm. Well, I don't want to hear that. Vermont stoner.
That was good.
Wow. Here comes the author.
Here comes
puppy eyes right now.
Hi, Joe. What do you think is the strongest
one? Well, Johnny's right. Let me just take a look at the list.
You were only there this morning.
One thing, I don't want to hurt Rob's feelings, but nobody even cares about James Garner anymore.
I know you do.
That's Rob. Rob's joke that Rob always puts in.
What kind of a tradition? We're at Clueless, Ohio. Washington Times lady, no good.
Your hair. Would have been nice if you would have told us this before we went on the air today. Nice to hear you looking at your material now going, Washington Times lady, no good. Well, that's good. That was going to be the next one that I play. Because it's number three on the list. And yeah, look at his hair.
I love the dude today.
Hey, I started my day wearing a knit hat for 5 hours. I challenge any of you to do the same.
The head looks knit hat like.
You got the rooster hair going.
I've got
now.
The rooster hat. One of the Michigan ladies is definitely good. Vermont Stoner is good because he had his little sign. Texas guy is pretty good because he was one of those guys, every time I asked him a question and he'd go to answer, he'd move towards me. So we took 10 steps back. Eventually, 29 steps back.
Very good.
Leaned into the microphone with his, I've been to the Texas Toast Republican Omelet Convention with black coffee breath. About to gas me out.
Wow.
All right, well, Joe.
And bisexual punk rocker is definitely good because he liked the microphone.
All right, listen, go back to your desk.
Sure.
Now that you have a desk. And just write a circle around the ones that you think are good.
Let me take the disc and I'll run through them real quick because I can tell by their voices who's good and who's not.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Oh, and just so we know, those last two we heard, were they good or not good?
Not good.
All right, very good.
That's the right answer.
Ohio lady was lame. She got hip to it. Washington Times lady was a bitch. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, all these people, you're all fools. And all you people going, when I was coming back at 10 o'clock, you didn't get to see anything, because if you don't have a ticket, you don't get to go. That's how it is, and that's how it's going to be for 4 years, so get over it. Remember, it's the haves and the have-mores with those people. All right, enjoy it.
You could simply find the cuts that are entertaining.
Guys, paperbacks. I'm so proud of them.
Yeah. There he is.
I'm so proud of them.
I think people do care about the James Garner question. I really do. I think that's the lack of sleep.
Rob, let it go. It's okay. I'm with you on the James Garner question.
You see, he's not really dead.
I know.
Don't be so defensive. I like it, too.
Yeah, don't worry.
I like
about
it too. Don't worry about it.
So do I. Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Maybe you throw on a Star of the Rockford Files on the question next. No, that might not work either.
Made me laugh.
Don't worry about that question.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Whatever happens, you're safe, John. You could walk away with $7 million, maybe more. We're not talking just you money, John boy. We're talking everybody money.
Everybody.
Wish me luck?
I just pray you get it. I really do.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Are you retarded?
What? It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
God hates the lazy, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
Len Kravitz. He's another one that you hear that about. Yeah, he was good before. He sold out, man.
Right.
I used to like Lenny Kravitz a lot, man. I just can't get into him now. People say that. Like that song, Lady, his new song.
Mm-hmm.
That song kicks ass.
That's outstanding.
That's good. Why are people like that? I'm like that, too. Why
we all are.
Everybody like that? Frida, are you like that?
I don't like that song. I like Lenny Kravitz. I think that song is just, I mean...
I like that.
She's my lady.
Yeah.
Everybody just loves busting on everything.
Or harder on the lyrics. I just think he should make a little bit more effort.
All right. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Lenny Kravitz.
Said he ought to make a little more of an effort.
What's wrong with the lady? She's my super lady.
He's too busy on those whirlwind pot smoking tours with Ricky Williams.
That's right.
He's relying on the fact that he's cute.
He's all hopped up on the grass.
He's a snowhead.
He is. He's a pothead.
That's fine. Are you a pothead,
Kravitz?
No, I pass on grass.
That's right.
Anyway, darling.
Yes, my sweetie.
I know what I wanted to ask you. So it has nothing to do with the inauguration.
Yes.
Which Law and Order was it that we watched the other night that was another great one with the shock jock?
that goes crazy?
Yeah, the shock jock that, this was hard to figure out what they were basing this one on. He bought pills from his maid.
Yeah, but he was...
No,
but he was also a crazy long hair guy.
He got yelled at by management. That always happens to the shock jock.
And he was also walking around on the streets of New York wearing a fluorescent, day glow, bright, lime green hat that had the call letters to his radio station on it.
Oh, my God.
That's how they found out he was murdered, because they found his DJ baseball cap.
This is now like the third time that we've been watching TV, and the story's been about a shock jock,
right,
who goes too far and ends up getting killed, and they always have the shot of the wife afterwards saying, I told him if he would just change his show, things would be okay.
He didn't need to do that.
I love him because always the wife is the suffering martyr type in all these shows.
Which one was that? Was that,
SVU, because... Was it?
No, it was the one with the guy that doesn't shave, that pretends like he's Columbo.
Mm-hmm.
That's Law and Order. Buzz, give me a hand on this.
I don't watch any of them.
CI, Criminal Intent.
I see.
Criminal Intent. And have you noticed on Law and Order, they don't call their CSIs CSIs. They call them CSUs.
Really?
So that you don't think CSI.
Right, so they're not ripping them off.
Where's the crime scene unit?
That's
not
right.
The crime scene investigator.
Where's your crime scene now, see?
Where's it now, huh, see? All right, darling, I love you.
All right, my boo-boo, I'll be there to look sad when you go crazy, too.
I loved you. You were such a better wife when we first got married.
When the police come to me, I'll look sad, and everyone will feel sorry for me.
That's right. Will it be sincere?
Oh, yeah. I'll turn around and then smile real big.
Just make sure you're wearing your hat so we know who the corpse is.
When you find out that I've been murdered, I'm wearing my big WJFK, wearing my big Westwood One hat.
If only I tried to get him... Not to fight management. It's always going against management.
Yeah, and that's another thing the wife was saying on this TV show. I told him if he would just go with the flow and tone his show down a little bit, but that's why the DJ got hooked on the Oxycontin.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, she's working up tears like Danny DeVito in Ruthless People.
Yeah.
And management would let you do the show and talk about anything you want. Gardening, anything.
Right, and the blues.
Because I have the blues.
The blues.
Change your shirt.
I have the blues. All right, darling, see you later.
All right, my boo-boo.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye. There she is. I had been asking the guys before the show which one it was, because I want to get a tape of it, because those tapes are as good as the George Lopez tapes of this Law and Order, because the disc jockey...
Oh, now I think you're going too far.
There's a scene where the...
You're out of line, Geronimo.
The jock's doing the show, and he's talking into, of course, one microphone. No,
right.
There's no equipment or anything,
right.
And it's dimly lit, and he's got the cigarette, and there's a girl on the phone, and he goes... Yeah, baby, why don't you tell me if you've got melons in your shirt? And then the producer across the glass says, you hear, Billy, you're off the air. And he goes, what? You heard the new FCC guidelines. You're off the air. That's been delayed.
Delayed?
God. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's a great one. Great.
My ratings are going down in 3 days.
Law and Order. Criminal Intent. And, also from the world of TV, and it's a good thing because the shelf life on Roach Clip is running out.
Yeah. Yes.
Beth Ann says one of our listeners, in fact, tomorrow, will get $500. We will talk, finally, with the elusive Mary Roach from American Idol on tomorrow's episode, right at the beginning.
We'll get inside that head and see what's going on.
A lot of room in that head.
It's been really hard to find her, because every time we turn the light on, she runs behind the refrigerator.
Ow.
Kill it.
Back to Joe at the inauguration.
Hello. May I ask you some questions for CBS Radio, taped for broadcast? What's your name and where you come from?
Eileen Alhelina, and I'm from Howell, Michigan.
Joe.
Inauguration 2005. Isn't it exciting to see democracy in action?
Oh, it is. It really is.
Is it cold enough for you?
Yeah, it is, but it's a gorgeous day. I love it.
Pleased to be estimating the current temperature.
I think it's about 25.
In the most recent election, did you vote for Bush or Gore?
I voted for Bush.
All right,
Do you think George Herbert Walker Bush will make a good president this time?
Absolutely.
Will you support George Herbert Walker Bush for re-election in 2008?
I would.
Who is more powerful, a president or a queen?
I think the president.
Were you surprised to learn that the presidential oath will be administered by the Reverend Al Sharpton?
No, not really.
Which inaugural ball will you be attending?
Probably none of them.
What's the most intriguing sight you've seen today?
Today, just Washington, D.C. It's my hometown, and I'm back here, and it's just so great.
We will all miss the attendance today of great actor and legendary Republican James Garner.
Hi, Rob.
What were your thoughts when you first heard of the passing of James Garner?
Actually, really not much.
Do you have a message for my departing CBS co-worker, Dan Rather?
Just good luck.
He'll certainly be missed around the old newsroom.
Good ad lib,
Joe. What do you think of the proposed constitutional amendment to change the president's term from 4 years to 25 years?
Actually, I don't know too much about it yet, but
yeah.
I guess it'd be okay.
Do you think that Dick Cheney seems like a nice man?
I think so, absolutely.
Right.
Were you aware that the Bush twins are going to be on Fox's The Simple Life? Your thoughts?
I wasn't aware of that, but I like the twins. I think they'll be good.
In your opinion, which Bush is next in line for presidency, Jeb or William?
You know, I don't know.
Billy.
Please complete this classic nursery rhyme. Red state, blue state, green state.
No, I don't know.
Can you do the dance craze that's sweeping the nation, the Lindy?
No, not really.
Isn't it great when the president uses his self-defecating humor?
I think so.
Which comic best represents Bush's America, the Family Circus or Mary Worth?
I don't know.
Oh,
do you find Meet the Fockers to be patently obscene?
I think the title is, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, right.
Do you think that President Bush can spell tsunami?
I hope so.
Can you?
Yes.
Give it a try.
Give it a try.
T-S-U-N-A-M-I.
Yeah.
President Bush said he thought Clay Aiken was gay, but that was okay with him. Do you think that Clay Aiken should be allowed to serve our country in Iraq?
I love that.
I don't know.
Nobody questions
legendary
that.
Very local D.C. radio station, WJFK, has just canceled the Bill O'Reilly radio program. What say you?
Oh, I think it shouldn't be canceled. I like it.
Okay.
Got any good souvenirs?
Just some inaugural papers.
Have you seen the presidential dribble glass?
Rolling papers?
Presidential what?
Dribble glass.
No.
Who do you think has a better body, Chris Matthews or Tim Russert?
I have no idea.
Have you ever wanted to shake hands with Big Russ?
No.
Well, thanks for your valuable time. God bless you, and God bless me, and God bless the United States of America.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you for
there
that.
There she goes. Thank you. Almost lost her a little bit with who has a better body.
Almost.
You could hear the tone change so subtly.
I love the fact that nobody questions. President Bush said he thought Clay Aiken was gay. But that's okay with him.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about President George Herbert Walker Bush, right?
All right, here's a guy from Vermont who Joe thinks is a stoner. Then it cuts in. Okay, here we go.
Hello. May I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio, tape for broadcast?
Certainly.
What's your name and where do you come from?
T-double-D from Vermont.
Inauguration 2005. Isn't it exciting to see democracy in action?
Yeah, fairly exciting.
Is it cold enough for you?
I've seen colder.
Pleased to be estimating the current temperature.
Damn, I'd say...
Welcome to Mirror Image.
Stoner to stoner.
37 degrees.
In the most recent election, did you vote for Bush or Gore?
I voted for Kerry.
Do you think that George Herbert Walker Bush will make a good president this time?
Think about it.
No.
Will you support George Herbert Walker Bush for re-election in 2008?
Definitely not.
Who is more powerful, a president or a queen?
On a third time. Is this for real?
More powerful, a president or a queen?
Probably a president. Probably.
Were you surprised to learn that the presidential oath will be administered by the Reverend Al Sharpton?
I would be very surprised to learn that.
Which inaugural ball will you be attending?
The second one.
What's the most intriguing sight you've seen today?
Really like the carpets in the subway. Metro, excuse me.
We will all miss the attendance today of great actor and legendary Republican James Garner. What were your thoughts when you first heard of the passing of James Garner?
I don't know who he is. Get it.
Wow.
Do you have a message for my departing CBS co-worker, Dan Rather?
Ring the bells.
He will certainly be missed around the old newsroom.
What was this? Ring the bells?
Ring the bells, whatever that
Joe
means.
Joe Moe's.
Maybe Joe could interpret that for us. I don't know what it means.
What do you think of the proposed constitutional amendment to change the president's term from 4 years to 25 years?
I definitely approve of that.
Do you think that Dick Cheney seems like a nice man?
Definitely, yeah.
Are you aware that the Bush twins are going to be on Fox's The Simple Life? Your thoughts?
They are hot.
In your opinion, which Bush is next in line for presidency, Jeb or William?
I'd say William.
Yeah. Please complete this classic nursery rhyme.
Winner.
Red state, blue state, green state.
Come on, dude. Two states.
Can you do the news craze that's sweeping the nation, the Lindy?
No.
Isn't it great when the president uses his self-defecating humor?
Yes.
Which comic best represents Bush's America, The Family Circus or Mary Worth?
Family Circus.
Do you find Meet the Fockers to be patently obscene?
I haven't seen it.
Do you think that President Bush can spell tsunami?
Yeah, probably.
Can you?
Yeah.
Give it a try.
T-S-U-N-A-M-I.
President Bush said he thought that Clay Aiken was gay. That was okay with him. Do you think that Clay Aiken should be allowed to serve our country in Iraq?
Is he a soldier?
Legendary local D.C. radio station WJFK just canceled the Bill O'Reilly radio program. What say you?
I say let him speak.
Got any good souvenirs?
From here? No.
Have you seen the presidential dribble glass?
Not yet.
Who do you think has a better body, Chris Matthews or Tim Russert?
Tim Russert.
Have you ever wanted to shake hands with Big Russ?
Would love to.
Well, thanks for your valuable time. God bless you. God bless me. And God bless States of America.
Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. Wow.
Dude.
Let's hear one more. One more.
I like that.
Gosh, we got bisexual punk rocker.
Yeah, that's the one I want to hear.
Okay. All right, let's...
The home of hilarity.
Oh, here we go.
Joe Moes.
Can I ask you some questions for CBS Radio Tape for Broadcast?
No problem.
What's your name and where do you come from?
My name is Brian Fieri and I'm from Annapolis, Maryland.
Inauguration 2005, isn't it exciting to see democracy in action?
Democracy, it's kind of a loose term right now as I stand because for me it seemed like the election could have been rigged. And I'm not behind Bush, Cheney, or any of their ideals.
Is it cold enough for you?
Actually, it's not that bad as it was last night. And I feel it was colder in Annapolis while being on the water.
Pleased to be estimating the current temperature.
Current temperature, I'd say 30, 34.
In the most recent election, did you vote for Bush or Gore?
I would have voted for Gore, but I wasn't 18.
Yeah. Do you think that George Herbert Walker Bush will make a good president this time?
He might have a better idea of what he should do with people telling him, well, the protesters telling him what they think he should do, but I can't really say.
Of course.
Unfortunately, I'm not too hopeful about it.
Will you support George Herbert Walker Bush for re-election in 2008?
Absolutely not.
Who is more powerful, a president or a queen?
A president, definitely.
Were you surprised to learn that the presidential oath will be administered by the Reverend Al Sharpton?
It didn't surprise me at all, as George Bush is a very diehard Christian who believes in the apocalypse and only true Christians go to heaven. This can be found in the ABC report, Dude. The Jesus Factor.
Which inaugural ball will you be attending?
I'll be attending the Rock Against Bush inaugural ball at a Methodist church.
What's the most intriguing sight you've seen today?
The most intriguing sight I've probably seen were... probably us walking around getting weird looks.
We will all miss the attendance today of great actor and legendary Republican James Garner. What were your thoughts when you first heard of the passing of James Garner?
Oh, God. Not him.
Do you have a message for my departing CBS co-worker, Dan Rather?
What were you saying?
Just keep fighting the good fight.
You'll certainly be missed around the old newsroom.
Good ad lib.
What do you think of the proposed constitutional amendment to change the president's term from 4 years to 25 years?
I think 4 years works good enough because that gives the people enough time to speak their opinion.
All right, shut up, dummy. As opposed to 25 years.
Do you think that Dick Cheney seems like a nice man?
Dick Cheney, I agree with more of his ideals than George Bush, and I think he would make a better president with... ideals such as gay marriages.
Were you aware that the Bush twins are going to be on Fox's The Simple Life? Your thoughts?
They just want attention.
In your opinion, which Bush is next in line for the presidency, Jeb or William?
I'd say William.
Well, please complete this class of nursery rhyme. Red state, blue state, green state.
Screw the state.
What?
Can you do the dance craze that's sweeping the nation, the Lindy?
No, I can't.
Isn't it great when the president uses self-defecating humor?
I find it, I do find it kind of not intelligent at all on his part.
Yeah.
Which comic best represents Bush's America, the Family Circus or Mary Worth?
I'd say the Family Circus.
Do you find Meet the Fockers to be patently obscene?
No, I loved it.
Do you think that President Bush can spell tsunami?
No, probably not.
Can you?
Yeah, yeah, I can.
Try. Give it a try.
T-S-U-N-A-M-I.
Oh, no, he had help.
Bush said he thought Clay Aiken was gay, but that was okay with him. Do you think that Clay Aiken should be allowed to serve our country in Iraq?
Yes, he should. I'm buying my own right, and I think I should have my rights.
Legendary local D.C. radio station WJFK has just canceled the Bill O'Reilly radio program. What say you?
I don't really say much about that one.
Got any good souvenirs?
Nah, not right now, at least.
Have you seen the presidential dribble glass?
No, but I'd look forward to it.
Who do you think has a better body, Chris Matthews or Tim Russert?
Yeah.
No comment.
Have you ever wanted to shake hands with Big Russ?
Not really.
Well, thanks for your valuable time. God bless you. God bless me. And God bless the United States of America.
God bless America.
Thanks, guys.
I'm up.
See you later. Bye.
All right, let's cue it up to a sign-off. For God's sakes, I can't sit through another one of these.
No, I can't either.
Don't you
want to
hear just a little of the DJ voice?
No.
Okay.
No, not really.
You're
welcome. There you have it, Don and Mike. Everybody's having a good time down here at the old inauguration. Texans, Republicans, Democrats, and punk rockers. Ledinger out for the Don and Mike Show.
Joe, is that your Texas accent that you're doing?
What was that?
That's just me wandering up F Street, exhausted, with 2 feet that are probably 20 below zero, just trying to get back to Metro.
There you have it, Don and Mike. Everybody's having a good time down here at the old inauguration.
Casual girl.
Texans, Republicans, Democrats, and punk rockers. Ledinger out for the Don and Mike Show.
The only thing is that the Texas guy takes a lot of the questions seriously and it expands on them. But I did like the stoner when he decided that 25-year terms would be good, because I figured he wouldn't be required to make so many decisions.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Like looking in a mirror, wasn't it?
He was good.
What's the deal with his hair? What did his hair look like? They made a joke about his hair. What did his hair look like?
Bisexual punk rocker.
Like your hair today, Joe.
They had,
like your hair.
Well, no, they were all young punkers, and they were spiky. Pretty authentic. They had the leather and the boots, and the hair was spiked out. Mm-hmm. One of the girls' hair was like purple, and the other girl's hair was like bright yellow.
And what's that button you got? Where'd you get that button down there?
That's my inauguration button that I bought.
How much?
Well, the guy wanted 3, but I got it for 2.
Good for you.
Good job. Good. You talked him down a little bit. Let me see.
American Way.
55th inauguration. It's got
Bush. What a wonderful keepsake.
Bush and Dr. Evil on the front of it.
There it is.
Someday that will again be worth $3.
Yeah. Someday it might.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Good job, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Anyway.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Good job.
No, thank you.
Okay, get out. This is ending badly.
I wouldn't say that.
No, you wouldn't. You wrote the James Garner line.
Great line.
And you're out.
That's dedication to me.
And you're out.
My feet are 20 below zero.
20 below 0 feet.
That's feet.
Fat people on the metro.
There you have it, Don and Mike. Everybody's having a good time down here at the old inauguration.
Texans,
Republicans, Democrats, and punk rockers. Ardinger out.
Then I'm like Joe Mose.
Okay.
Joe Ardinger, man on the street.
Yeah, okay. He got up early. He got up early, went out with the questions.
He sure did.
Talk to the people.
Ardinger out.
Job done.
This is Ardinger. See,
I'm all down, and like there.
Not job well done, Buzz.
Ardinger out.
Job done.
Even Buzz, Joe's biggest supporter, had to simply say,
the job is done.
The job is done.
And remember, young broadcasters, when you're signing off, try to fade out.
Right.
All right, then come on down for the text. Yeah, there we go. Ardinger out. We're going to break and come back with something, thank God, something else. Although, I got to tell you, I'm intrigued to listen to the Texas guy. I'm intrigued.
You'll like his voice. I promise you will.
You'll like
it. But I should probably listen to it off the radio.
That might be a thought.
You think so, Mike? What do you think, Buzz?
I think you should audition it a little bit. Tease yourself, see if you like.
Okay. Hi, can I ask you some questions for CBS Radio, tape for broadcast?
I'd rather not.
How about you, sir? Can I ask you some questions for CBS Radio, tape for broadcast?
Sure.
What's your name and where do you come from?
Mark Davis, Keller, Texas.
Inauguration 2005. Isn't it exciting to see democracy in action?
Yes, it is. It's a cliche, and we grow used to it, but it's still good.
Go to hell, ass. Yeah, I had enough of that.
I'm sorry.
I did that.
All right, thank you. Okay. Thank you for giving us that little taste. Now we know.
We know. Yeah, job done.
Uh-huh. Job done.
Job done. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you guys.
Look at that great big head. You wouldn't think that the brain inside it was no bigger than an English walnut, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
Raise the comedy alert level to orange, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, it's time for a station break Tampa Bay, 1010 WBZZ.
Even chilly down there today.
How about in Pittsburgh, PA, WURP in Spokane, Washington, 790 as a fan, and Harrisonburg, Virginia, 95.5 WZXI. Some of the stations with our show, our official website is donandmikewebsite.com. You'll see Rich Eisen's picture there. Tomorrow, Rich will be on the show. He's brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and movies you love than Tower. And as the Super Bowl gets closer, the Super Bowl that we're not going to. Let's see. Everybody disappointed about that?
I'm okay with it.
We're not going to the Super Bowl this year?
You mean it?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
You're giving us the official word on the air.
Right now, yeah.
I'm not going to see the game?
I forgot.
When did you find out?
About 5 minutes after I walked in the door.
Okay, all right. Well, you were kind of indicating that it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
That's disappointing. Will the game be televised?
Well, not, Rob.
We'll have to read about it in the papers.
Damn it.
On
the wireless. I've always wanted to see Jacksonville.
We'll still be giving away the Simpsons Super Party giveaway.
The Vegas of the Southeast.
With the Simpsons vending machine. Simpsons Super Party favors and $250. Catch an original episode of The Simpsons Sunday, Jan 30, and that is on Fox.
You don't get all that pesky hot weather that you get in normal parts of Florida, but you get all the charm of the Deep South. Mm-hmm. That's Jacksonville.
The thing is, here's why it's good and why it's bad.
Okay.
Well, it's bad because Westwood won our network. They didn't get a client for this. They got a client for, I think we're going to the Academy Awards or something.
Okay.
Some other good trip like that. However, they said that they've already put the wheels in motion for Super Bowl number 40.
Right.
Next year.
Mm-hmm.
In Detroit.
Hey, Motown!
Yeah. So we will be going to the Super Bowl next year.
Wow.
Just not this year.
Wow.
Welcome to Detroit. I used to work there.
Always wanted to see it.
I know a little bit about Detroit.
It's beautiful.
You can stay in the Dubs household.
here's an update for you about Patrick Lawler. Now, I know you don't know who Patrick Lawler is, but you'll know after I tell you. He's the guy that shot himself in the mouth with a nail gun.
You had the x-ray of him the other day.
Yeah. Well, here's news about this guy.
Oh, God.
His surgery, his massive surgery, costs $100,000.
Okay.
Here's a shock if you've seen the guy's picture or seen him on TV. He has no insurance.
I never would have guessed that looking at the photograph.
He has no health insurance. So, here is a quote from the Denver Post from Patrick Lawler. I guess I'm contemplating a new career. Doesn't say what he wants to do.
So he's going to go into something outside of construction.
What he used to do, don't really know.
Uh-huh.
Just know, costs $100,000,
yeah.
No insurance, looking for a new job.
I smell benefit.
So that's the update on that guy. If he's smart,
he would take that nail and put it on eBay.
Sure.
Because he'd at least get a couple of hundred bucks for it, right?
Sure. And that's a start. And then it would start him off in a career in sales.
And then based on the photo, once his wounds heal, he'd be an outstanding male model. He's just handsome as the day is long.
He's handsome in that Britney Spears husband kind of way.
So the blessing, really.
Listen to this now.
In a Federline kind of way.
If you have kids that watch the Cartoon Network, oh, Mike, and they say that Cartoon Network, how do they say that?
And if you got kids that watch Cartoon Network.
I love it when you do
absolutely
that.
Absolutely, and mine are 9 and 7 watching Cartoon Network right now.
They are not going to cancel their Saturday morning show called Toonami. Okay?
Oh.
The name of the show is Toonami. It's a play on the words cartoon and tsunami.
Right. Is it the Japanese animation?
Oh, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
They have dropped an episode of High High Puffy Ami Yummy, in which the show's characters surf on tsunami waves.
Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
As long as they continue to show Charlie Chan and the Amazing Chan Clan.
Yes, the Amazing Chan Clan on Cartoon Network.
So you will not see Toonami. When I was in the store the other day, I noticed, do you use the body sprays? You know,
I hate them.
I love them.
Yeah. You mean like Axe?
Yeah, love Axe.
Or Mod.
But Axe has...
I don't hate them. My lady hates them.
I
tried them and then I got a bad review.
I'll tell you why I hate BOD. It's because I've seen the ads and when I go to the movie theaters, I see the ads.
Right.
Which are like an ad for, if you want to join the gay men's choir.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's a bunch of hard body guys.
I didn't like them because I felt that the odor tended to linger a little too longer.
Well, very strong.
Yeah, here's the deal with that. You got to go easy on that, and I know that already about me, that I'm the guy in the commercial, Mr. Wear Too Much Cologne. However, there is one flavor, one scent of the Axe body sprays that I like, and I looked at the can today, because I look at it every morning, because I spray my pits,
everything.
I spray places that people are never going to smell.
Right.
But I'm just like that.
Okay.
You know?
Do you spray down there?
Yeah, everywhere.
Really?
I mean, all over the place. Mm. You never know. Yeah. I don't want to be fresh.
Don't you remember the rule, if it smells like cologne, leave it alone? Years ago on this show, that was an anthem for us.
Anyway, hear me now.
All right.
What's your flavor?
Tsunami. I swear to God, if anybody's got the Axe body spray, there is a scent out of flavor, Tsunami.
Which is the most powerful of all of them.
That explains why lately...
why it's called that.
And I like it.
That explains why you smell like rotting flesh.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding, of course. It's simply a joke.
You love that joke.
With light heart.
Thank God.
George Clooney's Tsunami Telethon. We are wondering about the ratings that it got. Got awful ratings.
Wow. Pardon me as I look away from the abyss that is Rob Spiewak's soul. As I turn away from that spiraling abyss of darkness.
And you know, that's the second time. You know, I take it back. You didn't say that on the air.
No.
I was telling him this morning about the tsunami accident.
Of course.
And he... Shut up, Buzz.
Okay.
And he had said, we were bathing together.
Yes. Wow.
This morning.
Well, that must have been a lengthy one on the princess phone.
We auditioned it this morning and it said, what are you wearing? What will you be wearing today?
I mentioned to him, hey, I see this Axe body spray's got Tsunami. And he laid it on me right then. Oh, you must be smelling like dead Chinese people.
So it's the second time.
Yes, we've honed it and we've refined it. It was ready for air.
I didn't know you were going to go on the air with that material.
SOB, Soul of Blackness. Mm-hmm.
So, about the Tsunami Telethon, it did, audience-wise, I did the math, 15 times worse than the 9/11 telethon they did.
Wow.
The telethon for 9/11, it had an audience of 89 million to Tsunami. Tsunami Aid got 5.7 million viewers, and they still have not announced how much dough they got from that show.
Also, really not an overwhelming success. Mm-hmm. You had said... You'd predicted that with the location they put it on. I mean,
yeah,
it was
right.
Ridiculous.
Saturday night, that stinks. You know what else stinks?
Come on.
It's Kelsey Grammer's wife.
Oh,
no.
And there's more.
He has a problem.
More news. All right, she's got more to deal with just than IBS.
Really? Irritable bowel syndrome.
That's right. Mrs. Grammer, Kelsey Grammer's wife, Camille, is recovering from a near-fatal intestinal parasite.
Oof.
Her insides are just a mess.
Yes.
Man, oh man.
She picked it up in Italy over the summer. She'd been wasting away because of it, but now she's on the mend. And Kelsey Grammer had to have a press conference to describe his wife's bowel syndrome.
Oh, my wife has an intestinal parasite.
IBS.
I am terribly sorry. She's wasting away.
Mike, what is the most popular car for 2005 thus far on cars that have been ordered, cars that have been bought, cars that they made? What is the most popular color of cars for 2005? What's the hot color?
Black.
Wrong. Buzz.
A wild shot. Yellow.
Silver. Silver's number one. Black is number two. Then blue, white, gray, red, green, beige, gold, and brown.
Gold brings up the rear?
No, Mike, brown brings up the rear.
Brown brings up the rear.
That's right, Billy. It sure does.
What can brown do for you?
It sure does.
Yeah, that's it. It's brown. Gold is in ninth place.
Where's gray?
Gray's number five.
Oh, okay.
Gray is number five. Do you care about this? Nicole Kidman is afraid of butterflies.
Well, who isn't?
I don't think you do.
Oh, God, you ever walk through a field and see them?
Man, there's like a million field goods out here.
Jesus.
Let me give these to you as quickly as I can. In Taipei, Taiwan, there's a woman who has saline breast implants. She goes to Dr. Chen Hung Tang because of her pimples. Huh. He recommends acupuncture because he thinks that the needles can relieve the pressure and kill the acne. Uh-huh. She was told by the acupuncturist that the needling would be done on her left breast.
Okay.
That would help the pimples on her face.
Uh-huh.
She was too shy to tell the doctor the truth, so she just let the acupuncturist stick the needles into her implant.
Oh, no.
Over the next few weeks, her boob shrank from a D cup to an A cup, and that's when she realized there might be a problem. Dr. Chen told her that the saline had leaked into her body would not hurt her, but she now needs a new boob.
Yeah, if it was silicone, it'd be a lot tougher situation.
All of this because she has zits.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have, Buzz, I dedicate this one to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Swinging may seem like fun, exciting and exotic.
Right.
Exciting. But Buzz, make sure before you enter the world of silk robes, massage oils, hot tubs, and safe words.
Yes.
Make sure you can handle it. It's a couple in London. Nigel O'Neill and Kelly Waters.
Hello.
They want to swap. They meet a nice, adventurous couple.
Right.
Are you a swinger?
After they had their orgy, Nigel, the one of the guys who went there with his wife, he got insanely jealous that his girlfriend had made it with another man.
Oh. I can't believe it. I'm going to kill you.
So he stabbed her to death with a butter knife.
Oh, so it really did happen. With a butter knife.
With a butter knife.
Hard to do.
Wow. He's in prison now for the stabbing. And finally, this is so good, you can't make this up. This is, again, from London. There's a guy who wants to kill somebody else.
Right.
So he hires a hitman, and he pays him £60,000, that's over 100,000 American dollars, to kill a guy named Stanley Creswell.
Hello, Stanley.
So he says to the hitman, I want you to kill this guy. And furthermore, I want to watch you kill him.
Yee.
So the guy who orders the hit is standing there in a public area. He's at the scene of the shooting. He's pointing out the victim. He's saying, do it. I want you to kill him. You've got the money. The hitman takes the gun, fires. They're sitting in a car. They fire the bullet. It goes through the guy's arm that they're shooting at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they got the guy. It hits a gate and ricochets back. Now, in this time, the guy who's shooting is inside the car.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who's ordered the hit has gotten out of the car to watch the guy get shot.
Right.
The hitman shoots him. The bullet goes through the target's arm, then goes all the clean through, goes to a gate, does a ricochet, and I swear to God, I am not making this up, goes into a gate, and then ricochets into the man's groin, into the man that ordered the hit.
Oh, my God.
By the time the force of the shot got to him, his penis was blown in half.
Instant karma.
That's right.
Did he survive the ordeal?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, let me see.
After a fashion.
Yeah.
He's damaged.
He's damaged.
They describe him just
and obviously,
as damaged.
If you're reading this news story, the whole plot was uncovered, too.
Yeah, just damaged. But how great
is... he'll be recovering in jail.
How great is that? The guy says, yeah, that's the guy I want you to shoot.
Okay. Shoot him.
Not only do I want to, and then it goes through his thing.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. I don't know how to top that.
You can't.
Pretty good.
It's real.
Okay, it's inauguration day, and we've been all over this today with our totally unbiased commentary on the festivities downtown.
Fair and balanced, Don.
Some really, really insightful interviews from Joe.
Yes.
Do we still have that thing around, or has that been thrown away already? Never mind. And we have the big kahuna coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We want Bush. We want Bush. We want Bush now.
This movie once where the president is just tickled at anything he wants to eat, he can get in a moment's notice. Here, it turns out it's the perfect century. Otto.
Yes, Mr. President?
Yeah, sorry for the late notice. For lunch... could you arrange some coq au vin with a side of penne?
Spicy or mild?
Spicy. And, hazelnut pudding for dessert.
No problem, sir.
One day I'll catch him napping.
The Don and Mike Show.
We want Bush.
Okay.
We want Bush.
Okay.
We want Bush.
Gotcha.
Now we want Bush.
They can provide storage of the troublesome spouse, Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Everybody wants Bush. Everybody wants Bush. Why are you cross-eyed, Mike?
I don't know. I'm warming up.
The pomp, the circumstance, the unadulterated crap that is this senior prom that we're having today for our president. All right, let's do the third day.
Yes, please.
Here we go. It's time now on the fifth day with cash for you and me. With the queen of the prom. It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy. Simply the most powerful man in the world.
Sing on.
What's happening?
Man, I'm tired. I'm telling you, it's exhausting. Having to be nice to everybody all day, but I'm all right. How are you, Don?
What a stupid party that was you had.
How about you? You talked about last night the black tie boots ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good time, I tell you.
And you know what?
Take a look at these. Can you see me? That's radio, ain't it?
Put on your picture phone. Let me see you on your picture phone.
I'm going to hold up my leg, my right leg.
Turn on your picture phone.
Take a look at these. That's a genuine Texas leather, son. Look at that.
Look at those boots.
And right on the front, on the side, it's got the GWB.
Yeah.
And then I got the big seal. It says President of the United States. Four more. I got it. I did it. You know I did it. This is my day.
I know.
I'm relaxing, enjoying myself. I tell you, it's tough being me.
Why?
But it has been a long struggle. It has been a long struggle. And I do believe that we will persevere in our second term. And liberty. And liberty, I forgot it was on the thing before when I was reading it. I'm sending you over a quart of beef stew. Would you like that?
Yeah, how many?
We ate tons of that stuff. They said, what do you want? I said, don't get all fancy. Get some beef stew. Put it in a big old pot, chop up the brisket, and serve them beef stew and lots of chili con queso.
7,000 pounds of that stuff will be served at your party tonight.
That Hilton or Hyatt or wherever the hell it was yesterday, man, they're just loaded with Velveeta. They had tons of it. I tell you, they enjoyed it. Simple food. For that simple people that are good Americans, and the Texas black tie and boots ball is my base, and I just want to say God bless you to the state of Texas, where I will be returning after my term.
How are you? Fine.
Did you enjoy my speech?
No, I didn't.
I pronounced all of the words correctly.
I did not screw up. That is a bone of contention. I'm going to have to go back and check the tape. There was one word that I did think you screwed up. I swear to God, I don't remember which word it was.
I specifically went over my speech. I said, the ones that will give me the most difficulty, put them up on the screen and, you know, just try to make them bigger. What's that thing when you make them
capitalized?
Amen. That's it. Put the bigger ones up.
Big letters.
Right. Not the little squigglies. So I made sure
cursive,
that I could...
You mean cursive writing?
Guy's bad at cursive.
Uh-huh.
Man, I like the fact that I can type, but I like to dictate even more. Letter to Senator Kerry. My sincere apologies for your defeat.
Yeah.
I tell you, son, I'm a happy man
this
today.
This party today.
You know, I don't have to work as hard as I did last time because, you know, all that popularity crap. Mm-hmm.
This party you had today.
Yeah.
I mentioned...
it's a good day.
That it
I got the, you know, I'm in a black tie right now because I'm getting ready. We're going out to the balls later on. They got more. It's party night tonight. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
It seems rather like English and there's a monarchy here. And,
I will tell you that in the back of the presidential limousine, mm-hmm. I found an empty wine cooler. Suffice to say, Jenna Bush is in the doghouse.
Yeah. She cute. Yeah. Can I tell you that? Can we talk about your daughter for a second?
I'd just like to talk about that in a second, but I'd like to thank the world leaders who have contacted me, congratulating me on my day of inauguration.
Who contacted you?
Pooty Poot.
Besides Pooty Poot.
Pooty Poot's the only one so far.
Mm-hmm. What about your buddy Tony Blair?
Tony gave me a call last night.
I would think that he would be the one that would really be giving you the prostate check because
Gary Blair is a good guy. I like him a lot too. He's he's a good man. He's
about
good
the
by
nicknames.
Me. And but Pooty Poot's some of that. He's got his own. Then Thatcher called me.
What'd she say?
All the dinner bells, if you know what I mean. I believe her longhorn has gone out to pasture.
Oh.
Okay, can I speak in code? That's my presidential code when I say that about somebody.
You think she's like going Reagan on you?
She's going a little Reaganese. I suppose they might have drank the same water at some of the summer meetings they attended. Maybe that caused it. I understand from some of my medical doctors at Bethesda Naval Hospital that water that is not correct can affect your brain and make your brain juice go. And if you drink too much of it, then your brain juice goes. And if you have that happen, you're going to be in a world of trouble.
Dude, all you
need
today. I don't plan to do that.
They're saying that the early drug use will not affect my cerebrum.
Your party today.
Yes.
All you need.
The inauguration. Call it what it is, son. It's four more years for W.
All you need is a powdered wig, and you could be like King Henry VIII. It's ridiculous, the pomp and the circumstance here.
I think it's necessary. There are a lot of people that support me and want to see their president. And want to see King George out there just waving at people. And I have perfected the wave. I don't know whether you saw me on the podium today. I've taxed myself in years past when I've done too vigorous a wave. So now what I've done is this. If you'll notice, the hands never completely close.
Yeah.
I just basically leave the hands wide, and it's one of these.
You almost look like a magician
I'm conjuring. Yes, yeah. I love that word.
Conjuring.
I learned that word last year. Conjure. That's like making something out of nothing.
Okay, can you spell the word?
Yes.
Spell conjure.
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 Conjure. K-A-H.
Yeah.
Conjure. K-A-H-N?
Yeah.
J-U-U-R-R.
Purr!
Like purr. No, one U. Two R. K-A-H?
Yes.
U-R-R, like purr, like a kitty cat.
Conjurer.
I got it. It's phonics, man. That's all it is. Uh-huh. Simple stuff.
Tell me who this is. Let me play you a tape. Someone who was at your inauguration today.
Let's listen.
There you have it, Don and Mike. Everybody's having a good time down here at the old inauguration. Texans, Republicans, Democrats, and punk
man,
rockers.
That's it. I know that.
Uninjured.
Who is it?
That's Joe Arden.
You don't, so you know Joe.
Yeah, we got pictures of Joe.
You do.
Yes, he's on the anarchy list. Actually have pictures. I've done a full recon. I listened to him on your show. I am aware of the leftward leaning slant of some of your programming.
Yeah.
Not like my friends at the Fox Network who offer a fair and balanced approach. I understand that you, especially Pinky Pink. Pinky Pink actually is, that's right.
Are you pointing at Buzz?
Yeah. Buzz, can I ask you a question?
Yes, Mr. President.
Are you, or will you ever become a member of the Communist Party?
No, sir.
I don't believe it. The smear campaign begins now, and we have people. I tell you, Ricky Dick
tonight.
Ricky Dick's going to help me on that one.
No, Ricky Dick. Oh, that's
my boss.
Dick in here, boss.
Yes, he's the man, and he knows how to do it. If he knows how to do one thing, what I do is I go down to the office of the architect, Carl Rove, and we will have meetings about people like Mr. Burbank, who will be getting some very nice surprises in my second term.
Oh, I'm scared.
I'd rather not go into any... Don't be sarcastic with your president.
I'm not. I really am afraid of...
I was at the Communist Party, but I did not drink. That's a clever line.
Yeah, it is.
But I have talked to the architect,
Yeah. Karl Rove.
Karl Rove.
Who has a unique way of dealing with people like Mr. Burbank here that seem to pop off their mouth about stuff they don't know about.
Right.
And, you know, I'm privy to a lot of information that Mr. Burbank does not have. My opponent, excuse me, my newsman friend is not privy to the information that I receive on a daily basis.
Probably true.
And Mr. Rove, who is the architect, has given me some information that's very interesting about Mr. Burbank and some of his habits. And
like so, what?
Well, he's got pictures.
Oh,
pictures of Buzz.
Yeah, he's got pictures of Buzz and something about a beach and another couple and, you know, what God has frowned upon.
25 years ago, the guy swapped one time, he said.
The architect, I call him Hot Carl. Hot Carl is going to take care of Buzz and the whole Burbank family going back through his daddy, his mama, and everybody.
Let's just do a quick man-to-man chat.
You and me?
Yeah.
All right, I like you. I know you have differing ideas about the way the world should be run.
You're goddamn right.
But I do respect you as a human being, and I know that we can have wonderful conversations throughout the next four-year term.
How many pops have you had today? How many little airline bottles have you had today?
Mono-e-mono.
Mono-e-mono.
I go much further than this, I'll tell you right now.
Just you and I.
Early in the morning, as I told you the last time.
An eye-opener.
Last one, you have to. You have to have just a little bit, and what I have...
Was that before church?
It was before church, just a tiny little bit of Jack.
Okay.
And that's all it's been all day today, just Jack.
No, come on, don't lie to me now. Who's your buddy?
You know me well.
Come on. Come on.
You're killing me, son.
Come on.
All right, I had two margaritas before lunch.
Margaritas before lunch.
I did. I tell you, they're all pre-made. And a little, little of those, what do they call the thing that keeps stuff hot? What is that?
Thermos?
Yes. That's it. That's a thermos.
Thermos.
It's amazing. It kept it ice cold.
How does that do that?
I don't know, but I've had coffee in there, too, when I've been on Air Force One.
You like cold coffee?
Yeah. I like coffee. I like some of them, what's that place? Star Nuts?
Star Nuts.
Yeah, Star Nuts. I've had that. That's coffee. I like the Culottas.
Do you know what's good?
Is that from Dunkin' Donuts or is that Starbucks?
That's Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, man, it's good stuff.
You know
what's
good about a thermos?
What's that?
It keeps hot.
And cold. These margaritas were cold, I tell you. It was great. So I had some Jack in the morning right before the services, and then I just had a little spooker right before lunch.
Okay, now we really got to have the man-to-man discussion.
But the thermos concept is brilliant, and that's why I love the ingenuity of Americans.
Yeah.
I love what we are able to accomplish with our ingenuity. And, the hot stays hot and the cool stays cool. How does the thermos know that?
You, for a man...
It's fascinating to me.
You have had a Jack Daniels.
I have.
Two margaritas.
And I had two Jack Daniels in the morning for you if we're going to be on.
Okay, all right, two Jack Daniels.
Right.
Two margaritas.
Uh-huh.
You don't appear to be drunk. How do I put this to you?
Yes, of course.
How do I put this?
Fire away.
I'm going to do a visual. So all right, the people on the radio don't know what I'm...
Right. Well, I know the...
Let me just say, are you,
Oh, I'm not... How did you know? Does it appear that I have eaten a jelly donut?
Well, you know what it means when I tap my nose.
It's a big celebratory
day. Let me ask you something, son.
Yeah.
How long do you think I'm going to have to be going tonight? I'm going to have to be going tonight... till the wee hours of the morning. Now, I ask you, if you were up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you had to look your best, you had to have energy and confidence throughout the day and all of the different inaugural celebrations...
I knew it.
Wouldn't you do a bump or two?
I knew it.
All right, just a tiny little bump.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's all. Just a thimbleful.
You got any on you?
I got some in the boot.
Thimble.
All right, don't tell nobody.
In your boot.
I tell you, the McDLD also...
Oh, that's right.
Was a mixture of hot and cold.
Yes.
Like the thermos.
I have identified that.
Like
all right.
The thermos.
Excedrin won't cut it, son, when you got this rapid schedule. I've got the weight of the world on my shoulders, and the entertaining is what I have to do to make everyone feel important that comes across my path.
Tonight,
that is what I will do as King President.
When you get home tonight, and you're King George.
Yes.
And, man, you got the world by the short hairs.
Yes, the world is my oyster, and the architect will pour the cocktail sauce on it later on this evening.
Tonight, how will you celebrate with Lady Bush?
We will do something we haven't done since she was a librarian.
What's that?
I will not give you the details. But it will be fun.
Does it involve the Dewey Decimal System?
It does indeed. And an abacus. That's a Chinese method of counting, don't you know?
Do you know that I heard Peter Jennings say your wife looks stunning today?
Tonight I will entertain with my impressions and songs.
Oh, good. Really?
For those in the quarters that join me at my palatial estate, otherwise known as 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. God, it's great to be me. I don't mind telling you right now. I've been accused of being arrogant and overconfident, but they just don't know what it is. I'm a two-termer, unlike Dadu. Dadu only made it through one, and I am so happy to look at Mamo and say, I have outdone Dadu.
Now, what about Peter Jennings on TV today saying that your wife, in essence, he's saying she looked hot today?
Hey, watch this. I'll do my impression for you.
Okay.
Here's Ed Sullivan.
Okay.
All right. Really big shoe. What do you think of that one, all right? How about this one? I'm going to do my Jack
Nicholson. I think you're drunk and you're high.
Hey, I'm going to do my Jack Nicholson one, so I'm messing up my hair.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Nurse Ratched, we just want to watch the World Series. All right, hold on a second. I'll do Walter Cronkite. You like that? Remember the Anchorman?
Oh, sure, I do.
All right, that's the way it is. All right, hold on. I got another one coming.
You know, if you keep doing this, your mom's going to call you.
I do. Hold on. What's that next one I do? Oh, I do Dan Rather.
Okay, right, let's hear it.
Dan Rather. wait, there's one more. I'm trying to think of. I got a couple. I do a lady, too.
Hold on a second.
Oh, Jesus.
I knew it would be your mom. You and that cell phone.
Talk to me. I did.
No. Is that your mama?
Yes.
Must be.
A mama. I don't. No. No, I don't want to change into that one. No, I don't care. It's just not. I've got to go. I've got three. I've got to be the first. Mama, I've got to be the first. Can you excuse me?
Yes, I'll take a moment with your mom.
I have to speak to my mama.
All right.
I have to be at the first to know your vault. You can't expect me to. I'm not going to wear the lucky underwear tonight. I can't wear that. If I change, what am I going to change in the car? We're going to have Secret Service in there. I won't change into it. Mama, I'll change it after. All right, well, I will. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
She's pissed.
I just want to say, Mama, you look great in your red wrap. Oh, come on. I'm just trying to give you a compliment. I will wear the lucky underwear.
She know you're high?
Let's see. Hold on a second. Mama, I got to go. Hold on.
Shut up. Shut up.
All right. Hello. Yeah, Mama. All right, I'll try to do it. I can only promise that. You will not check it there. I will tell you if I'm wearing it or not. Goodbye.
What's his lucky underwear?
Mama wants me to wear my lucky boxer briefs.
Why, you already won.
I tell you. She said it will be a good luck charm shared by my dadu on his first inauguration, but he's not a two-termer like I am. Oh, man, she is so frustrated. She has badgered me all day. She has been badgering. Don't talk about the UGG grades. Shut up about that.
Okay, sorry.
You're going to get me in a heap of trouble. I am frustrated. It's supposed to be a big night for me. I got you talking about, you know, my habits that I'm not supposed to let anybody know, and I got Mamo talking about lucky underwear and crap like that. I got to speak to lots of people, son. It's a tough time being me.
Yeah. I know.
But I would like to thank all of the people that have made this possible. Well, I'm pleased. My lucky boxers give a new meaning to the words.
To the words what?
Winning streak.
Oh. Okay. We're going to take a break. And we need...
I have lost control.
Two callers right now for low-budget Jeopardy. Here he is with King George.
I tell you, two's always better than one. That's what I used to say, especially when it's chili dog time.
And how about with chicks, huh?
Oh, man, absolutely.
Two better than one?
Yeah. Ixnay on that, too. Now you're going to get me in big trouble.
But
I don't do that like some other presidents. I do not participate in that type of activity.
You watch the movies, though, don't you?
I watch as many as I can. They are very, very special. I would like to take this opportunity to say hi to two of my favorite actresses.
Who's that?
Jenna and Jameson. Thank you very much.
We need
two nostrils.
We need two callers right now at 877-365-3636. You know, you're doing the DRUG thing now, so you watch it with your mama.
I'd say as long as I stop before my eyebrows did.
Okay.
Now you're done.
Hello. You got to keep this brief.
Yes. No. I did not.
Shut up.
No, I didn't do it.
Tell her I'm kidding.
Oh, I will as soon. Right away, ma'am. You have screwed me greatly.
Why?
She heard the comment you made about that. Now she's going to do this. She's going to make me go into the cup again.
Okay.
Oh, man. I used a ton of Clorox on those boxers, too. Oh, man.
With a streak.
Oh, my eyebrows itch.
877-365-3636. We'll take the first two calls to play the game with King George, okay?
Happy birthday to me.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you're working hard to put food on your family. Fool me once. Shame on you. If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
responses have got to end in order for us to get the framework, the groundwork, not framework, the groundwork to discuss a framework for peace, to lay the...
All right. You see, free nations are peaceful nations. Free nations don't attack each other. Free nations don't develop weapons of mass destruction.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
One more.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Yeah, laugh all you want.
This is for you, dude.
Nobody is better at being humble. Nobody. The Don and Mike Show.
I like this song.
This lady that I know just came from Colombia.
Play this for you.
Well, because I did.
Very rare that I get to go deep into my Ringo Starr greatest hits CD.
He was the best Beatle as far as I was concerned.
She said it was really better than John or Paul.
Oh, those guys suck.
I said, no, I can't. Smoke
it no more, yeah. Get up on the floor.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And I can relate to that, that's for sure.
No,
I mean, he might not have been
the most
talented, but he was the smartest Beatle.
Ringo was?
Ringo, followed by probably George, and then Paul and John.
So John was the dumbest?
No question. he was a pinko.
What about Paul?
Paul's, you know, same difference. You know, Paul chases sheep around. I didn't like him at all.
George?
George was, I didn't have not much of an opinion, but I like Ringo a lot.
You like Ringo?
Yeah, Ringo's a good American guy. You know, comes over here, supports us. I like
him. He's not an American.
Huh?
He's not an American.
Well, I just want to say, for Ringo, it is a shame that he was shot and stabbed. Stop laughing at me.
It was John.
I am doing the best I can.
John Lennon was shot.
Oh.
None of them were stabbed.
Sure.
Oh, no, I take it back. George was stabbed.
Yeah,
right.
Stabbed,
yeah.
By a weird fan.
George was stabbed.
Man, I'll tell you, but that won't happen. That won't happen to the Beatles anymore. No, probably not. They will be missed.
Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy, King George.
Boy, it's hot in here. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is the first of our two contestants. Let us please welcome from Buffalo, New York, a student. His name is Garrett Brabant.
Hi, Garrett.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for listening, dude.
And now entering the studio is a man from a great part of the United States, Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
A photographer. Let's say hi to Jay Spooner.
Hi, Jay.
Good afternoon.
I like the spoon, and I like your last name, son.
Congratulations, President Bush.
And now entering the studio, thank ye. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. I will urge Garrett and Jay not to screw with us. Please make welcome a great American, Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, King George. And hi, Jay. Hi, Garrett. Here are your categories, guys, and they are... You know, you're doing the cross-eyed thing again.
I am not. Maybe. If I was cross-eyed, how could I read my speech the way it was written today?
Well...
One eye is floating a little
you
bit.
You were not in the condition now that you were in 5 hours ago when you did that speech.
My body is filled with energy. I will make it through this night, and I will please everyone greatly.
Here are your categories.
I'm ready.
The inauguration souvenir price checker.
Oh, fantastic. I like that. All that goes into the party coffers.
Atlanta Falcons by the numbers.
Oh, that'll be tough. I wish I had a chance to do that, man. Every time I watch football, I choke.
Your Golden Globe winners.
Golden Globes. Yes, sir. I saw some of those today.
Spelling Bee.
I can't do that one.
And this week on the Don and Mike Show.
I know every show. Well, know them by heart.
Okay, once again, guys, your categories are the inauguration souvenir price checker.
Yeah, that's fun.
Atlanta Falcons by the numbers.
Yeah, boy, I wish I knew that.
The one game away from the Super Bowl. Golden Globe winners.
Yeah, Lynn Cheney's got good globes.
Spelling Bee.
Yes, you. Yes, sir.
So your mama.
Mamo.
And this week on the Don and Mike Show.
Shut up. Man, you're just talking about Mamo.
Garrett, we'll go with you, my friend.
I guess I'll take Golden Globe winners for one.
Okay.
Good luck, son.
She won as funniest female on TV.
Come on now. Jay, your chance to steal.
I'm sorry. Same answer.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Wrong. It is Lucille Ball. Ow! All right, Garrett, you're in control.
I'll take the same for two.
Hey, before we continue with the game, Buzz, would you hold up what you were just drinking out of?
Yes.
Look at that.
That's one of those things that makes hot, hot.
What do you call that thing, King George?
That is a smart cup.
No.
No.
Starts with thermometer. Remember, it's called a thermometer.
Thermos.
Thermos.
Hot stays hot, cold stays cold.
That's right.
Yeah, I bet that's more than coffee he's got in there. I bet it's peyote. Pinko Piedo, peyote newsman.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Left Wing, peyote smoker. Yes, sir. Wait till he starts to hallucinate. We'll throw him in the hoosegow.
Oh, no.
And I'll say Villa con Diaz to you, my friend.
No pyramids.
Here we go.
Here we go. Golden Globes for two.
Is Jay in control?
No.
Garrett is.
Garrett, all right, Garrett. Good luck, son.
Garrett for two. He won a Golden Globe as best late night talk show host.
Who is David Letterman?
Correctamundo.
$2 for you, Garrett. Select again, please.
I'll wrap it up for three.
All right. This Desperate Housewife still has her own Golden Globes.
Who is?
Oh, come on. You got to be a fag.
Jay,
you get that right away.
Felicity Huffman?
That was not in the form of a question, and of course it's Terry Hatcher.
Did you say that Letterman won the talk show thing?
Yeah.
I like Danza. All right, Garrett, you're in control.
Try Spelling Bee for one.
Spelling Bee, here we go. The word is niche, as in niche programming, a niche of the audience.
Yeah, way to let everybody in.
What is N-I-T-C-H?
Man, wrong. Hey, Jay, your chance to steal.
What is N-I-C-H-E?
Yeah. Wrong.
No, that was right.
Oh, sorry. All right, Jay, you got $1. Congratulations.
Going for two, please.
Nietzsche is my favorite philosopher.
For two. For two, here we go. The word is imperfection.
What is imperfection?
Yes, that's correct.
$2 for you. Don't need to spell that one because I've never had one.
What is number for $3, please?
Oh, this is good with you, George. Caffeine.
What is caffeine?
Yes, you know your caffeine.
$3, you take a commanding lead, Jay Spooner of Sacramento. Select again, please.
Hey, let's go for the Falcons numbers.
I hate it when someone is over-enthusiastic like that.
It's football, Don. Excuse me, LQ?
Hey, let's do this. I'm just kidding. I hate everything.
That is why I cannot stand over-enthusiasm. That is why I have endeared myself to Emperor Chaney. His highs are never too high. His lows are not too low.
That's great. But he means business. Does he wear, like, the emperor's suit around the White House?
He wears a kimono.
That's what I meant.
With number one on the back. His wife did the stitching on it.
I'm thinking of, does anybody remember, like, what Dr. Ming used to wear in Flash Gordon?
Emperor Ming.
Emperor Ming.
Yes, yeah. Emperor Ming, the evil Emperor Ming.
Yeah.
Occasionally, Mr. Cheney, or Emperor, as I call him, puts on the special Ming beard. And it is not a crotchless kimono. And how are you, my good friend? And chief donor on a show?
Uh-huh.
How about you, my friend? Rob Spiewak, my man. Right-thinking American. Great ideals, great ideas.
Here we go.
And a great car.
Atlanta Falcons by the numbers. He is number 7.
Oh, who is Michael Vick?
Yeah, Mike Vick, that's an easy one.
$1 for you, Jay.
For $2, please.
He is number 28.
Who is Warwick Dunn?
Oh, that's a good poll. Very good.
$2 for Jay. You are starting to blaze a trail, my friend.
For $3, please.
All right, Atlanta Falcons for three. He's number 81.
Who is LG Crumpler?
Oh.
Garrett, your chance to steal.
Not a clue.
Okay,
that's all right, Fag. It's Peerless Price.
Peerless Price. Man, that's good. I like that. Who we got this weekend? We got New England against
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, and we got the
Falcons.
Falcons are playing Philadelphia.
Eagles, right.
Man, that'd be some good stuff. Just keep the chips away from me.
Yeah.
I'll spray them like they threw them into a fan. All right, Jay, you're in control.
How about inauguration facts? Or?
All right, these are a souvenir price checker.
Okay.
How much this junk was selling for here in the streets of D.C. today?
All an extraordinary value.
Presidential seal shot glass.
What is $9?
Negative.
No, Garrett, your chance to steal.
What is $10?
A bargain, actually. $5.
$5. Wow. Yes, you can't beat that with a stick. It looks just like the kind I have in my office when I'm doing my shots. All right, Gene. Gene, you're in control.
For $2, please.
Okay, inauguration souvenir price checker. Replica Bush belt buckle.
What is $50?
Mm-hmm. Garrett, your chance to steal.
$40.
Not in the form of a question, and you had it, you sorry bastard. It's $40 for the replica belt.
Oh, Nonka. All right, Jay.
$3, please.
I like you like that David Spade commercial?
Yeah, God, that's a funny commercial. He's telling everybody no. Feels like me.
I bet your favorite David Spade movie, is it Joe Dirt?
Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt, yeah.
Talking about the firecrackers?
Yeah.
Damn. I laughed all day. I walked out of other movies.
Like what?
Yeah, I walked out of The Aviator.
Oh, good for you.
I didn't like that guy. He didn't look nothing like Howard Hughes. Huh. I thought that was silly.
Who, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Because that dude used to know Howard Hughes, you know, way back, you know, WWW.
Yeah.
When you go back a few W's, you got that one. The Walker one, he knew him. He knew Howard Hughes, yeah. I didn't like, I'm trying to think the best movie before Joe Dirt. Oh, man. I know, it's hard, but, you know, if I really put my mind to it, I ain't seen nothing good since Porky's. It's craptastic. All right, okay. Jay, you're in control.
$3, please.
Okay. The inauguration souvenir price checker. They were selling these downtown today. These big, cheap-looking cowboy hats with giant embroidered W on them. Right on the brim.
What is $100?
No,
Garrett, your chance to steal.
What is $50?
Yeah, you got it. $50 for your big cowboy hat.
Right.
That's right.
$3, that means you're in control. And stay tuned for a list of quality W merchandise not available at souvenir stands.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, King George.
Garrett, you're in control.
I'll take this week on the Don and Mike Show for one.
All right, last category on the big board. These would be people we've had on the show this week. He is getting married Saturday.
Who is Donald Trump?
Correct.
$1 for you, Garrett. Select again.
I'll take the same category for two.
He used to be part owner of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh.
Ah. Here's a good
Jay,
guess.
Your chance to steal.
Who is Pat? Oh, I love this guy, too. I'm not pulling his name.
He was good yesterday. Pat Croce.
Yeah.
And Garrett, you are in control.
Jim Croce's brother. I'll wrap it up for three.
We'll never get these 8 minutes back.
Jay, your chance to steal.
The hairdresser guy.
Yeah.
Who is the hairdresser?
It's Dean Danowitz, but thank you for listening through that awful segment.
And that is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. Didn't we all have fun?
Yeah. All right, King George, who's got what?
We got Garrett over here from Buffalo, and he's got $6. And Jay from Sacramento, he's got $9.
All right, guys, here's your final Low Budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all, so good luck to you. Category is Brad and Jen. After 5 years of marriage... Jennifer Aniston was dumped by Brad Pitt. In the form of a question, Brad Pitt's current age. Good luck. Answer in the form of a question, and good luck, and good luck, and good luck, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive selections from the W Collection. Son, I know you love any one of my San Fantastic W products. There's W Jammies, W Bubble Beads, W Chocolates, W Salt and Paper Shakers. There's W Monopoly, a W Fanny Pack, W Salsa, W Can Cozies and Cream Corn. Oh, golly, there's a W Lawn Flag, W Sticker Books, a W G.I. Joe Looks Like Me, W Kettle Corn, W Coasters, W Fleece Pullovers, and a W Golf Cart. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Thank you.
It's the end of
W.
Valentine's Day.
King George.
And W Cat Food.
Here we go. Who do we want to talk to first?
You want to go to Garrett. He's the lower, the lesser of two evils.
Garrett.
I heard that during the election.
Buffalo. Garrett, it is the current age of Brad Pitt.
What is 41?
Excellent choice, Garrett.
Did you Google that bastard?
No, I did not.
That's good for you.
That's smart thinking, or fingers walking fast.
There you go, Jay. If you've got the right answer, you're the big winner.
No, I'm not that much of a fag. I didn't know it. I said 36. Hey, at least I'm not from Sacramento.
Wow. Hey, here we go. These two boys are going to have a go. Get the ring.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo's a lot better now, 12-degree boy.
Bring it on. Man, listen to these two going at it.
Now, listen, it's the type of game everybody loves. One guy won. Oh, the guy from Buffalo. Garrett, you won some money. Congratulations, you'll come back. Jay, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Here is King George to tell you what you won, King.
Garrett, we're double your score now, son, to $12, throwing a 25, a bonus for a total of $37 for you. And Jay, we got something for you, and that's a $25 Tower gift card from my friends at Tower Records. Well, what do you think of that, son?
I wish you weren't president.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the feedback, and I could kill for some fried catfish right now.
Jay and Garrett, thank you for listening. And hold on a second. We'll talk to you guys later with another Jeopardy.
Oh, look at that shine. Look at that shine on those boots.
Yeah.
Man, I love those. Pity even scraping on the pavement, ain't it?
Now, she can't be yelling at you this time because you didn't say anything.
What could this be? President Bush. Mamo, I have told you. I know he said it. He is a comedian. He does not mean that I am doing that, and you can check for... I will not do that, not on the night of the biggest night of my life.
Give me the phone for a second.
I'm not raising... I'm not letting you talk to her.
See, I promise I won't sell you out.
Mamo, I'll put you on with him if you would like to speak.
Whoa.
She just called you a name, but she will talk to you. Here's the phone, Don.
What name did she call me?
She called you a bastard. She did. Here she is.
Thank you. He's high as a kite.
What?
There you go.
She's screaming. You did it. You didn't shut up. And she is screaming. Mamo, I got to run. You just take a pill. Goodbye. My God. Well, thanks for screwing up the best night of my life.
Oh, something tells me.
Like it always has been.
Something tells me you're going to make tonight okay. You're going to pull out okay out of it.
Yeah, well, private quarters, I'll break something or trip over something or, you know, do something or leave a piece of clothing somewhere and everybody will be yelling. All my ladies yell at me. I'll tell you, it gets frustrating. But who's the man? Me. Look at these boots. God, I love these.
Big idiot.
I'll wear them just in my underwear later on tonight with my lucky boxers. They look good. I'll send you a picture of that.
What about Emperor Ming?
Emperor Ming. Oh, he's all right. You know, he knows he's boss. I have to defer to him.
Hey, did you see Clinton there today?
Yes, I did.
He's looking good, dude.
So long, sucker.
He's looking good. He's looking presidential.
I sure he is. Yeah, quit breathing through your mouth.
Yeah. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
how about Carter,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Three.
He made it up.
The only person, look, where's the Carter? It was your daddy.
Yeah, well, yeah. Daddy's a little young, but I'm thinking about naming Jimmy Carter ambassador.
Ambassador to what?
Ambassador to dirt area. You know, because he's going to be in the dirt, kidding.
Yeah, I know.
That's funny. Oh, is it Pinko News time?
Yes, it is.
All right, let's find out what the commie has to say.
All right. Buzz?
Hi.
What is your lead story on News and Comments tonight?
Your faith in beer finally pays off. Turns out, it may cure cancer.
Beer?
Uh-huh, beer. I gotta go talk to my friend Mike.
Stay tuned for News and Comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, King. That was very...
cancer-free!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Okay. Let me mention, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have the loon from American Idol a couple of nights ago.
Harry Roach.
Harry Roach clip tomorrow. She'll be on the show next week. Yeah, that's right. Keep them moving, Jonathan. Looks like he's bringing some tsunami survivors past the window.
I thought he was auditioning lawn care.
Well, we obviously were seeing different people, right?
Thanks for lunch the other day, Jonathan.
Beard looks great.
Why don't you put some cream on it and have the cat lick it off?
Next week on the show, we're going to have Gallagher.
Yeah, right.
Normally that would be like BFD, but this is great because Gallagher is prominently featured in the new Rolling Stone magazine.
Very good.
Trashing all these comedians who are rated more popular than he is.
Yes, Gallagher has some very strong opinions, and we'll have to... see what he has to say on this show. You know, we're going to give him an open forum.
Also, next week, B.A. has lined up the lovely Tanya Harding. She's never been on this show before.
Boy, I tell you, it's lovely. You know, it's really, you know, when their star has fallen, right after it falls, that's not the time to get up.
No,
you know, get him when that star's been on the ground for a while.
And make sure somebody cues up She's a Lady by Tom Jones. And I really can't say because she's not firmed it up, but Mr. Las Vegas.
Really,
we think so.
Wow. Wouldn't that be something?
We think so. Mm-hmm. It's Buzz and News now. Buzz is brought to us by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Right. Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablets for smokers. Get it at fine retailers. Oh, and for everything about our show, go to our official website, www.donandmikewebsite.com. Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
The good news is there's new research indicating there's something in beer that stops cancer. The bad news is, it's the kind of beer that contains no alcohol. Japanese scientists say giving mice non-alcoholic beer made them far less likely to get cancer, even after they were then later exposed to cancer-causing chemicals.
Rob, I'm with you.
Now, wait a second.
He just teased us.
No.
It's O'Doul's or something like that. It's not real beer. You're a liar, Buzz.
No, I'm not, and you're going
to
see why.
What did you do that to me for?
Well, to capture your attention, and it worked.
See? You're...
positive now I have cancer. Now I know it.
But see, wait, there's more. This is encouraging.
All right.
It's possible that the beer with alcohol in it
You're
does the
CT.
Same thing.
That's this what you
just,
are.
This is just all we know so far.
You hear me, Buster?
Huh?
CT.
BT. Beck's teeth.
Beck's teeth.
CT.
Well,
crazy.
So
crazy.
Crazy. I wondered what the C stood for.
There's a chance that the alcoholic beer can also...
This is what I'm saying.
All right.
All right. The O'Doul's drinking mice had 85% less DNA damage to the liver, lungs, and kidneys when exposed to cancer-causing chemicals later. The scientists say they will now try to figure out which chemical in non-alcoholic and perhaps even alcoholic beers work this magic. Remember, beer has many of the same ingredients as red wine, and it, red wine, has already been linked to cancer protection. Yes?
Were the mice gay?
I don't know, and not that it would matter, I suppose.
Just a question.
Yeah.
It would have to be.
It's always gay with you.
I won't even ask why you ask. Even though...
Don't ask me why I ask.
I'm not.
They weren't gay. How did you get them to drink non-alcoholic beer?
Okay, thank you, Rob.
Anyway, red wine and even regular beer with alcohol have been linked to cancer protection, even though alcohol itself is a known cancer causer.
Rob, all recovering alcoholics are not homosexuals.
Okay.
Stop. You're not recovering.
I'm just getting started.
There was a time, and it may still be the case, that some of the finest beef in America came through the Chicago stockyards.
Yeah.
But a cold storage company there is on trial for unsanitary conditions.
Ew, my.
And here's what a federal prosecutor has to say about the place.
Well, he's excited about this story.
He says the warehouse stocked with millions of pounds of meat is, quote, an amusement park for rats. And a house of horrors.
You know who really likes that bad meat?
Who?
Gay mice.
Probably. At the warehouse that supplied meat and other foods to stores and restaurants throughout the Chicago area, quote, rodents were allowed to feast on an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh.
Federal inspectors found meat with dripping blood and rat tracks and rat droppings in the blood. The jury has seen pictures of all of this. The rats apparently enter the warehouse through an open sewer. Bilingual.
The first message is, hey, Rob. This is Robert Mailman.
I don't see the connection.
I don't either.
Bilingual rats.
It's goddamn funny.
It's making him mad.
Bilingual rats. The bilingual rats would have read the word bad in Spanish on some of the boxes of meat that were stored along with meat that didn't carry that word.
Correct.
But that's just one warehouse in Chicago. Nothing like that could happen in your town, or could it?
Bilingual gay rats. Here's a question for you.
Yes.
I sit over here, and I know what you do every day with the news, okay? I know the slant that you take.
What?
Today, it's the inauguration. You have nothing about Bush or the war.
What's today?
All right, funny. You're funny.
There's something going on?
Is this like your protest today?
Protest about what?
Yeah,
Are you turning your back on the news today?
Don't badger him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I know that every day, and everybody that listens in their car every day knows about this time, we get to the news with Buzz, and it's always Bush is dumb. Not that I'm saying, you know, that I disagree.
Right.
It's Bush is dumb, the war is bad, and then you do your sneaky stuff, where you make it sound like you did, like you fooled Mike with the beer thing.
See, what he's doing is he's doing his sneaky stuff this way.
Today. I know, yeah.
I'm helping people.
Because you wanted someone dumb like me, your putz front man like me, to go,
golly, Buzz, where's your stories about Buzz?
I come to you, I tell you beer is good, I tell you be careful of meat, because some meat is bad.
No, you're doing fine, good. Buzz, you're doing fine.
And I have more news to help the peoples. Movie theaters should have to tell you what time the movie starts. Not the ads, not the previews.
Oh, hey.
The movie.
I'm going to go see my favorite gay movie this weekend.
What?
Stuart Little.
He drinks in that, I understand.
Yes, he's a drunk gay mouse.
This is the belief about the movie start times. This is the belief of a Connecticut state lawmaker who's introduced legislation to make theaters tell you the movie's start time. Quoting Democrat Andrew Fleischman, we're being robbed of our freedom of choice. Movie theaters would feel they were being robbed if this law passes collectively. Theaters make over $315 million a year on slides and commercials.
You know what I would appreciate? I would appreciate if they would give me two times.
What?
First, when the real coming attractions start.
Right.
Because I'll sit through that.
Yeah, me too.
And then the actual start time of the movie.
But I mean, doesn't everybody do the thing where if a movie's starting at 7 o'clock, you know that it's really starting at 7:20?
No, but see, the problem is you have people like me who, even though I know that that's a fact,
right.
I'll yell at Frida, let's say at 6:30,
yeah.
And say, hey, come on,
we got to get our asses in the seat. And she'll say, the movie starts 20 minutes after the time you say. And I say, but we got to get there. We got to get the popcorn. We got to get the good seats.
Because Cal L has to check his ears.
I also wish they would give some clues on the mixed up words that they put up on the screen. They're too hard.
Puzzles are too difficult.
Yeah. Mott Cruz. Well, I don't know.
Don't worry. The guy will yell it in back of you.
He will.
This figures it out, the idiot.
Smart guy.
The biggest group helping tsunami survivors is the U.S. military. But today, the U.S. military says it will begin scaling back its relief work effective immediately.
Why?
We have about 15,000 troops there. Most of them will have left by the end of February. Here's why. With thousands of people still missing, many of whom will never be found, some of whom will never be accounted for, the wave took over 221,000 lives.
God.
We think we know how to warn them next time. A series of buoys with transmitters would sound a warning.
Hey, boy.
When a big wave raises their elevation significantly,
boy,
in succession. The United Nations says it will take on this task at a cost of about $60 million.
Is that seriously all it would have cost?
You would, if there were a line of buoys leading to a shoreline, as they rose in elevation successively,
boy,
you'd know a big wave was coming. That, and they have how difficult is that?
Yeah, really.
Oh, boy.
That's right, Larry.
Oh, boy.
A boy, boy.
Boy.
Here in
boy.
Here in the Northeast, an FBI manhunt for a band of alleged terrorists is still underway. They're looking for four Chinese nationals, two men and two women, whom they believe are headed for Boston.
I know Rob.
What
don't point
I
at me.
Said?
I know.
What, Rob?
Don't trust the Chinese.
Oh, Jesus.
Officials also say there is no confirmed threat posed by this road trip. They also say the manhunt is based on an unconfirmed, uncorroborated tip. But the tip says the foursome entered the U.S. through Mexico this week to deploy a dirty bomb in Boston.
Of course, from Mexico would be a dirty bomb. Please. What are you going to get from Mexico, a clean bomb?
Yeah, God. Usually...
Get real, Buzz.
Okay, I'll try. Usually when someone goes on trial for criminal charges, the victim of the crime is referred to in court as the victim. Michael Jackson's lawyers want better than that for their client. They say he cannot get a fair trial if the prosecution keeps referring to the alleged molested boy as the victim.
Let's refer to like Michael does. That sweet piece of ass.
Normally, in a criminal trial, the prosecutor represents the people. You hear that a lot on lawyer shows. You hear it a lot in a real courthouse.
But stop calling him a victim.
But Michael Jackson's lawyers want better than that for their client. They say Michael cannot get a fair trial if the prosecutor keeps telling the jury he represents the people.
I'm coming into the room now.
Strange as it seems, Kobe Bryant's lawyers used the same tactic and succeeded with it last summer.
They're going to succeed. I've got a lot of money.
It's...
Bye!
The CBS Evening News with Jon Stewart? It could happen. CBS executive Les Moonves...
Right.
No, hang in there.
No, I know. I read this. I believe it.
Les Moonves says CBS is thinking about replacing Dan Rather with a whole team of people, probably in different cities the way ABC did its news in the 70s before Max Robinson died of AIDS. Katie Couric might be the new main anchor of a new CBS News team lineup, and one of the team might be the host of Comedy Central's Daily Show, Jon Stewart. He'd be a commentator. Moonves says Stewart works for the same parent company as CBS, Viacom.
Good idea, ex-failed actor.
And that CBS is constantly talking to the popular fake news anchor about new ideas. Moonves says the days of a voice of God newsman broadcasting from an ivory tower may be over. He says this is a chance for the damaged third-placed CBS News division to reinvent itself.
So let me just get all my Jon Stewart rumors straight.
All right.
First, yes. There is the rumor that he's going to be taking a Stern show.
That's not going to happen.
Right. Now there's a rumor that he's going to be anchoring the CBS Evening News.
Maybe doing a commentary, and that he might do because it wouldn't take away from the job that he loves, but it would give him a chance to reach more people.
Listen, not a chance. CBS having Jon Stewart on, as great as Jon Stewart is?
Right.
Not a chance.
Well, you're right from the standpoint that a lot of people in the news division are very upset about this, saying Edward R. Murrow is spinning in his grave at the idea of a group of anchors having fun. They're talking about doing interviews, making the evening news more like the Today Show.
Oh, that's always great.
Yeah, I don't think that works.
That's always great.
I think, really, at that time of night, don't you want to come home, flop in front of the TV, get your half hour, and be done with it?
Here's the thing. Who really watches the goddamn network news anymore?
That's why they want to reinvent it.
Well, I don't think
that's
it
why
does
they want to. That's why they want to shake it up, though.
Yeah.
Because they know nobody's watching the evening news.
So they think, what, if they put, like, The View on at 6:30 and say that it's the national news, everybody will watch it?
That's what they think. Now, I know that's your second calling. What would you do? How would you fix it? What would you do for an evening newscast?
Seriously?
Yes.
I'd blow it up.
Get rid of it.
I'd get rid of it. There's
not
no
have
need.
One.
There's no need. I mean, you need CBS News, NBC News, ABC News when there's a crisis. Mm-hmm. You need it when you want to watch
right.
the big presidential prom today. As far as the news of the day,
mm-hmm.
I don't need to have some guy in a. I don't need a Brian Williams mannequin
right.
sitting there with it, because the whole thing is to give the network credibility.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have any credibility, they're stupid networks.
Right.
So yeah, I would blow it up. That's my serious answer.
What do you put in its place?
Mama's Family.
Excellent idea. Brilliant. Either somebody at CBS is asleep at the switch or the network.
King of Queens.
Better. Another fine choice.
But only in the episodes where Leah's fat.
Mama's Family. Either somebody at CBS is asleep at the switch or the network is thumbing its nose at the FCC. That's our story when we come back.
Okay. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them commit a vile act involving your face.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, Kooby. And out here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. As I said, I think there's somebody at CBS not paying attention. Or they're flaunting their deal with the FCC.
Pardon me?
CBS has just rerun a sexually explicit episode of the crime series Without a Trace. And part of the network's recent $3.5 million settlement with the FCC was for a series of complaints, including complaints about that Without a Trace episode. Janet Jackson topped that list, of course.
Right.
But this episode includes a surprisingly graphic and extended teenage orgy scene. The American Family Association, or NAMBLA, says its supporters filed over 70,000 complaints about the episode. What?
See, I know that NAMBLA doesn't mean American Family Association.
Doesn't?
No, it doesn't.
See how he did that?
I see that.
All of the complaints were...
Complaint buzzes boy music, though.
All the complaints.
Whenever you mentioned NAMBLA.
Oh, boy.
I wish we could get through one newscast where Buzz did not defend Anthony LaPaglia.
And orgies.
That's true.
All the complaints were wiped out with that multi-million-dollar settlement.
Yeah.
Wiped out. And
wiped.
American Family Association is not happy about that. The indecency witch hunt continues for radio and TV, though.
Oh, boy.
Fox,
you were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
Fox says he pixelated a cartoon baby's behind on a rerun of Family Guy this week.
Yeah.
An episode that aired unedited 5 years ago, long before we got to know Janet Jackson better.
That is one dirty show.
It is.
Family Guy?
Yeah, I'm not saying...
Cartoon for grown-ups.
That's not bad. I'm just saying it's one dirty show.
It has its moments.
I know it's got its cult following, and it's only back on the network because they sold so many goddamn DVDs.
Hysterical.
I turn it on.
Well, if it's dirty, why is it called Family Guy?
You're here.
Amen, Mike.
Thank you. New episodes start May 1st, by the way, for Family Guy fans. But quoting a Fox spokesman, we have to be second-guessing ourselves now. We have to protect our affiliates. Fox stations are already facing fines for airing a reality show that had people licking whipped cream off strippers' bodies. PBS says it's still editing its shows in a post-Janet Jackson environment. One movie to air next month on PBS airs before that, unedited, on HBO.
Yeah.
And that's the latest on the indecency witch hunt. Except that the FCC is also investigating the live New Year's Eve broadcast of Jay Leno's Tonight Show.
Oh, with the F word.
Yes, in which Motley Crue's Vince Neil wished bandmate Tommy Lee a happy blanking New Year. The FCC says it's not likely to act on the complaints it's gotten since it was after midnight and it was off the cuff.
And, of course, after midnight, we got to let it all hang out.
Apparently so.
Because it's special.
The government
midnight special.
The government of Greece, meanwhile.
Oh, and that's when I do my best confessing as well.
Yes.
Midnight confessions.
Yeah, ride right over and do that.
Midnight
Rider.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good one. or just... Get on Amtrak. Take the midnight train to Georgia.
But don't be blue.
Midnight blue. Okay. Melissa Manchester makes you king of the midnight. That's what we're doing.
I hate to win one with Melissa Manchester.
You're the midnight king.
Burning really the midnight oil, thinking of that. The government of Greece.
Hey, no fair.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I tried to slide that in.
No fair.
Got a cash
that's
hay.
Like after the fact,
yeah,
buddy.
You're right.
Everybody
you're right.
Cheats on that game.
You're right. The government of Greece.
Listen, let's talk about it tonight at the Oasis.
I come out of that one.
Midnight okay with everybody.
Maria Muldaur.
You're so good and
Maria
you're so
Muldaur.
Bad.
Dower or Dar?
Maria Muldaur.
Maria Muldaur.
Maria Muldaur.
Mulder.
Mount Scully.
The government of Greece, meanwhile, is advising the American...
Hey, whatever you do is okay with me.
Well, apparently not. They're advising the American FCC to back off its investigation of indecency complaints about the opening ceremony of the Olympics. The ceremony included simulated male nudity, simulated sex, and an exposed female breast.
In Greece.
But Greeks say the FCC is dissing their culture. Quoting one Greek official, turning love, yearning, and desire into a deity is an important part of our contribution to civilization.
She thinks that I'm attacking when I'm desire packing.
Say amen.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Stellar job today, I might add.
Yeah.
Funny you should play him before this story.
Okay.
The Las Vegas weekend weatherman who was fired this week for referring to Martin Luther King Day with a racial slur.
Oh, he said Martin Luther Coon Day. That's what he said.
Yeah, I've heard two accounts. One quote has him saying Martin Luther Coon King Jr. Day, and the other one has him saying Martin Luther King Coon Jr. Day.
Either way, we got a ton of calls and emails from Las Vegas about this.
He got fired immediately.
Yeah, people wondering almost. How come we weren't all over. I think we discussed, didn't we?
We did talk about it.
We had a call. We were going to get to it, but I have an update here, fortunately. He has, this weatherman fired, has a bright future, according to his agent. The agent says this even as civil rights leaders continue to condemn the slur heard last Saturday morning while people were having breakfast. The civil rights leaders have praised the TV station for immediately firing the guy after making him apologize on the air. They do not buy Rob Blair's explanation that it was a slip of the tongue. A black friend says Blair is not racist, but in fact has a history of working for and helping minorities.
The first message is, hey, Robert
Mailman. That's two appearances today for Bobby on the shiz.
A 19-year-old college co-ed was talking on her cell phone just before she ran head-on into a car, killing a 25-year-old man. She'll pay for this. She'll pay for taking a man's life while carelessly chatting on the phone.
Yeah?
She'll pay $400. That's the fine for the traffic tickets. She was written by police who figured, well, she's young, her record's clean.
Who is this, Paris Hilton or somebody famous like that?
God, I'm so upset about it.
That is so hot.
Quoting the dead man's baby's mama, $400 worth of tickets doesn't sound right to me at all. The man who was killed, ironically, worked at a cell phone store. Only New York, New Jersey, and the District of Columbia have banned the use of handheld phones while driving.
The fine would have been doubled if she had been in Rome mode.
Yes, absolutely.
Rome, if you want to.
Oh, these minutes are more expensive, so they didn't give me as much of a fine.
Finally, beware, and I think this is obvious.
Do you think after she killed the guy, she stood in front of him and said, can you hear me now?
Oh, dear.
Finally, and again, this should be obvious, but perhaps I should point it out. Because beware of guys who hang out around schoolyards. In the Philadelphia suburb of Norristown, a 40-year-old man was arrested while watching some elementary school girls play soccer. Police say the man has admitted he has a problem and that he'd been engaging in lewd behavior.
Now, why couldn't that guy get hit by a car?
Joe.
He had to somehow explain the porno magazines, women's garter bands, and leggings and sex toys in his car. Quoting the arresting officer, he was very nervous wearing loose-fitting shorts with no other clothing.
Oh, God.
There's more.
Oh, yeah?
Continuing the officer's quote, he had a tremendous amount of Vaseline covering his entire body. The interior of his vehicle.
Oh, God.
And in Albuquerque, a naked man was found wandering the halls of an elementary school with a backpack full of drugs and guns. He'd done this at several schools, so now the word is out among the kids. If you need drugs or guns, see the naked guy.
Oh, hi there.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yes!
No!
Mike, we've got so many big balls to get to tonight.
I got your tux up in the office, all ready to go.
Rod and Bezzar standing by to come on next on WJFK. Also on Live 105 in Baltimore and the Buzz in Tampa Bay. We'll be back tomorrow with the all new episode. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Any idea how to get out these Vaseline
stains?
My car is covered.
We will see you tomorrow, everybody.
Grease it up.
Okay. Oh, the door's shut. Whatever you do after the door shuts, okay with me.
She thinks that I'm attacking when I'm just trying to pack it.
Sammy?
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performance has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been today.
We're all in here.
And let me leave you swinging.
We are.
Goodbye, Joe.
We need to go now, though.
Bye, Joe.
Good day. All right.
this is the Don and Mike Show.